You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Oh yeah, round and round, round they go. I get around, still clown with the underground when we come around. Round and round, round they go. Stronger than ever, back to get wrecked. All respect to those who break their neck to keep their hopes in check, 'cause though they sweat a brother majorly, and I don't know why your girl keeps paging me to tell me that she needs me. Cries when she leaves me, and every time she sees me, she squeezes me. Lady, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Hey yo, bust it, baby. Got a problem saying bye bye? Just another hazard of a fly guy. Your ass wide don't matter. My pockets got fatter. Now everybody's looking for the ladder. And ain't no needin' being greedy. If you wanna see me, gotta leave a number, baby, when you need me. And I'll be there in a jiffy. Don't be picky, just be happy with this quickie. But when you learn, you can't time it down, baby, dog. Check it out. I get around. What you mean you don't know?
Round and round, round and round.
I get around. The underground just don't stop for hoes. I get around. Still down with the underground.
Round and round.
Let them hoes know.
Now you can tell from my everyday fits, I ain't rich, so cease and desist with them tricks. I'm just another black man caught up in the mix, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Just 'cause I'm a freak don't mean that we can hit the sheets. Baby, I can see that you don't recognize me. I'm Shock G, the one who put the satin on your panties. Never knew a hooker that could share me. I get
what's up, love, how you doing?
Alright.
Well, I've been hanging, singing, trying to do my thing. Oh, you heard that I was banging your homegirl you went to school with. That's cool, but did she tell you about her sister and your cousin? Thought I was See, weekends was made for Michelob, but it's a Monday, my day. So just let me hit it, yo. And don't mistake my statement for a clown. We can keep it on the down low, long as you know that I get around.
Round and round, round they go.
Two pockets now, don't stop for hoes. I get around.
Round and round.
It's a trip. I love the way she licks her lips. See me jockin', put a little twist in her hips, 'cause I'm watching. Conversations on the phone to the break of dawn. Now we all alone while the lights on. Turn them off, time to set it off. Get you wet and soft, something's on your mind, let it off. You don't know me, you just met me, you won't let me. Well, if I couldn't have it, why you sweat me? It's a lot of real G's doing time, 'cause the groupie bit the truth and told the lie. You picked the wrong guy, baby, if you're too fly. You need to hit the door, search for a new guy, 'cause I only got one night in town. Break out a beat clown, baby doll, are you down? I get around.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can find Marco on Snapchat. He likes to sing along to Taylor Swift very often, actually. He was doing that today. Make sure you can also email us.
I was going to say you can find Marco on the side of the road right now.
Marco is not with us because Marco has gotten almost murdered on the way here. So he's going to be out. But make sure that you email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. And make sure to download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone and the TuneIn app if you have a Droid. Fabio has a surprise for us, and I can't even contain myself.
Okay. All right. Don't look at the label.
All right. We're not looking at
the label.
I want
you to pick it up, and I want you to start drinking.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chris.
If this has any semen in it whatsoever, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
Don't say it.
I can already
smell
it. I
just popped them open.
Oh, my God. It smells good.
All right. Drink.
It's fucking root beer. It's root beer beer.
It's beer.
What?
Fucking hate root beer.
Do you really?
Yes.
You are a fucking...
Oh, my God. I'm drinking Chris's.
Are you serious? You hate root beer?
I hate root
beer. This is amazing.
Dude, you are unbelievable. You fucking hate tomatoes and you're Italian. You hate root beer. You're
root
American.
Gross.
6% alcohol.
This is delicious.
It's called Not Your Father's Root Beer. It is so hard to find and it's $50 a case.
What?
Yeah. Cheers.
How did you fucking get a hold of this fucking snazzy
I saw
shit?
It on Deadspin and then somebody actually got it at my work and was telling me about it. So I said, fuck it. I went and bought 2 cases of it.
No way. Seriously?
Yeah.
It's fucking banging.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You can have Chris's.
Hold on. I ain't giving anybody my beer.
Why?
You don't even like
it.
Beer.
No, but it's still beer.
Oh, it's delicious.
What are you, fucking 13? He's like the tag-along. He has to be there. Like, what are you, Marco? You doing it just to do it so you don't feel like that?
Oh, man, I love root beer so much. How much calories do you think is in this?
153 per bottle.
That's not bad. That's less than a fucking PBR.
A PBR is white trash.
Yeah, it really is.
I love PBR. Yeah.
PBR not only has a lot of calories, but it also has a trailer in every bottle.
Yeah, they manufacture it in a trailer.
Yeah. Oh, shut up.
In a sock.
I'm fucking socially networking this.
Tell me, wait, it's slamming. I got another thing to tell you. Okay. Believe it or not, and it works, and it came out like gangbusters. We put a scoop of vanilla ice cream in a mug of this, and it actually tasted like a normal root beer float.
Yeah, it's got – the alcohol is aftertaste, but when you
first taste it – it's very minimal.
You
even get the burps like root beer too.
Fuck yeah,
it's
I love
the same
shit.
Fucking thing. It's unreal. It's called Not Your Father's Root Beer. It's a small Wisconsin brewery called
Shit slamming. I'm going to be drunk.
Small town brewery.
Wait, you're drinking yours, right?
Maybe.
Bitch.
It's so fucking good.
I told you. I had a feeling you weren't going to like it because you like don't like anything. you shoot everything
down. I like
down.
Beer.
Anytime somebody likes something as a group, he has to be the one guy to stay out of it. I don't like it.
Must kill people.
We all were offended, or no, we were all disturbed by the guy hitting the concrete
last
week.
Yeah, not
Chris.
Chris
was like,
ringtone.
That's a great idea.
Splat. Splat. Over and over again.
I can't believe you spent so much on this.
Yeah.
Are you only going to drink it on special occasions?
No. Like a Thursday, he gave you one. You owe him fucking $8.
No, this was free, right?
Is your mouth still numb? No.
Oh my God.
Actually, it is free. I got to see your beaver. No, I'm kidding.
Shut up.
Flashing your pussy like
crazy. I was not. Listen, you're bullshit.
I need a shot of penicillin from almost seeing it.
Oh my God. Fuck both of you, all right?
Oh, man.
Not your father's.
She's always just throwing that poon in your face.
Oh, my God. Yes, my national treasure.
Oh, next to your vagina? It's fucking good, though, right, miss?
Yes, slamming.
There you go.
Absolutely slamming.
That's the fucking reaction I was waiting to hear.
I smelled it when I didn't look at it.
I know.
Like,
I wish you didn't. You just
you're
can't.
Like, don't say
you
can,
you can't
like,
just fucking just sit still.
I can't.
You're like, I'm like, all right, drink it. And then he starts talking and you're like. And I'm like.
You're like, bitch.
And Chris is fucking concerned. Is there better not be semen in here? Yeah, because I popped him open and recapped him. No, it's not semen. It's urine.
So where'd you find it? On the internet?
No. Well, yeah. If you go on their website, they actually have a store locator where you can get it. And the closest place is near the airport.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah. There's other places in Philly, too. Can't find it in Jersey. Can't find it in Delaware. Apparently, Chicken and Pete's has this shit on tap.
What?
Right.
We can go there after the strip club.
Yeah.
When the fuck are we going
we
to
talked about
we
that.
Talked about this.
Going with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to go as a group. A bonding experience.
Marco wouldn't go.
Yeah, he would. He said he would.
He said he would. He wouldn't go.
Marco, you are legally banned.
Marco has never been
Marco.
One to go to strip clubs.
It doesn't matter. He has no fucking choice. He has to do it. He Damn. Has to be part of the group.
Damn. You tell him.
You hear that, Marco?
He's not going to answer you, just so you know.
Skyping from the road.
No, he's in charge of Skype. He's not here. There's no Skype.
Oh, yeah, don't Skype in tonight, though.
Snapchat.
You can, but it ain't going to work.
Yeah, nobody's going to answer the fucking phone.
Right.
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 Well, I like it. I think it's slamming.
Thanks for not completely killing the mood tonight, miss.
What does that mean?
He just forfeited his.
There you go.
It's gross.
12% all up in here.
Dude, that is such a shame. Such a shame.
Thanks for sharing your expensive beer.
So you add the alcohol content every beer you drink, so it's 12% now? It's not how it works.
Huh?
I was.
She said it's 12% because she has two of them. It's not how it works.
No, it's not.
I was joking.
You were stupid.
I didn't think anybody.
So you think
funny.
That if you drink two, now you have 12% alcohol in your body?
I was joking.
Dipshit, cokehead.
Fuck. Yo, do you know any beer that tastes like Raisin Nuts?
No, Missy.
That would be so good.
No. You know any beer that tastes like pizza?
Ooh.
Ooh. Now you got my attention.
That's what I was trying to tell you the other day. I was like, imagine if pizza was something else, and then you were like, holy shit, this tastes like pizza.
That would be pretty awesome. I want to take this label.
Well, that does it. I'm never bringing surprises again.
No, I love it.
I'm just going to go ahead and tell him first and just be like, are you all right with that? Are you okay?
And then Chris will be like, no.
Next time I'll bring
it. Pissing everyone.
Well, if you told me, I wouldn't have drank it, but...
Next time I'll bring... I'm allergic to ecstasy, dude.
Can't you just bring good old-fashioned Coke like everybody else?
What happened to those good old drugs like cocaine?
Yeah, it's been a while.
For what?
Since I've partaken.
Since you were face-to-face with a toilet seat?
Oh, I'm a mess.
Was that night we went out the last time you did it?
It is. No, one more time.
It is.
No, but legit one more time after that.
Legit.
There was no more times after that. It was just that once. And that was fun. I was so disappointed in myself.
I was so disappointed in myself. I did it again.
I was like, fuck it. What's done is done.
Unbelievable.
Oh, well.
Huge heroin fan.
Do you suck dicks?
It's hard to concentrate. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, it's delicioso.
I've been holding out, too, because I haven't had one since Sunday. And I'm like, oh, I'll just wait for Thursday. I'll just wait for that. Every day, I'm like, I got to have one more. I don't get it.
You're going to become a junkie.
No.
A root beer junkie.
No,
you know what's funny? I had a root beer today for the first time in like forever.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because my stomach felt weird. I thought the root beer would help.
Did it?
Ginger
ale is for that.
Yeah.
No. I just thought it was something that would remind me of my youth. And
were you looking at the Home Remedies book, or were you looking at the Trailer Remedies book?
I thought...
Birch beer, that'll fucking solve it.
No, I just thought it would be comforting because I didn't feel well.
Anybody got cream soda?
Oh, I love cream soda.
I figured you would. Cream soda with a shot of Jack.
Ew.
By the way, ginger and Captain Morgan taste like cream soda.
I know, I like that. I'm a big fan of that. I can't do too much Captain Morgan, though.
Why? What happens?
You're naughty.
I get crazy. Yeah.
Where'd that bottle go? Wow, Chris, I feel bad. Should I go get you a six or something? Like,
no, I got beer downstairs.
Okay. Miller Lite?
You still got that winter ale?
Yeah, do you want something?
Yeah, maybe if it drops down another 40 degrees tonight.
I can't give that shit away.
You can. You're trying so bad.
You can give it away to a recycling bin.
I'm about to.
Just toss that shit.
Seriously.
Don't move it with you.
Oh, I'm not going to.
Yeah, leave it as a housewarming for the next guy.
Yeah, he'll dump it out. No, hide it somewhere in the house.
Like a Easter egg hunt? Yeah.
Like put it in like the corner of the closet.
Is this guy who's buying your house, is he married or does he have a family?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
It's just a homie.
He's a homo.
Did you meet him?
Why the fuck would I meet him?
I don't know how fucking buying houses and selling houses work. I thought maybe
your realtor would have said something, your agent.
I didn't ask. All I care about is his money.
Right. He shows up closing with Monopoly money. All right. So what's the deal? What am I giving you here? I'll let my agent, Mr. Happy, take over.
Yes, Mr. Happy.
When I heard this, man, I fucking lost it. This guy turns himself in Florida, turns himself in at the police station and says that he has stabbed his imaginary friend to death, and Mr. Happy.
Mr. Happy, dead.
And the reason why he did it is because he left his house a mess, he crashed his car, and he did some of his drugs.
Yeah.
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 And he's sad. He left like the world's saddest mugshot. Yeah.
And not only that, he got a DUI and it got wrongfully pinned on him.
That's it. His Mr. Hap.
Jesus.
Hap.
As he refers to him, Hap got a DUI, but it was charged to him.
And it was just the last straw.
Mr. Happy's the worst friend since Marco.
No, Mr. Happy sounds a little funner.
At least he's got cocaine in the mix.
Sounds like Mr. Happy or Marco can't drive. Too soon?
And then the guy assaulted the police officers when they wouldn't give him the death penalty.
Oh yeah, he insisted that
he died.
Not only does he insist on getting the death penalty, but he insists that they do it right there.
Yeah.
And right away. I would have put him out of his fucking misery. That's one police shooting that I think should be allowed.
Yeah, that would have been
if he was black, they would have killed him in the police station.
Dude, if he was black, they would have already raided his house.
They were like, wait, was
they would have shot him and his imaginary friend.
Well, they would have asked if Mr. Happy was white first. Wait, is Mr. Happy white? He can live.
I don't know.
You die. I feel like
his name's Mr. Happy, he's probably white.
I guess. I don't know.
Sounds like he was getting away with everything.
Yeah, Mr. Happy sounded like a fun time, though. He sounded a little messy.
A little bit.
He's not as cool as my imaginary friend, Chuck Smoke.
Chuck Smoke? Would you ever stab Chuck Smoke?
Fuck no, that's my homie.
Okay.
He's my big black dragon.
Are we talking about your friend or your pimp?
He's my pimp.
A big black dick! It's a big black dick!
Is it a dragon?
It's Chuck Smoke. It's my homie.
You're a fucking weirdo.
You're a weirdo. You don't like root beer, weirdo. You like sounds of people dying.
You have an imaginary dragon friend.
Don't worry, miss. If they ever put that in the bottle, I'll bring that to them.
Listen.
That would be great when you pop the bottle open, you get a splat.
Careful, Missy. You already have a toothache. Don't knock your two front ones out. Maybe left with one.
Oh, my God. I do have a toothache, so I'm a little loopy tonight, just so everybody knows.
You're on meds and you're drinking alcoholic root beer.
I'm drinking alcoholic root beer.
Yeah. You'll be Mr. Happy, too.
And I'm eating Raisin Nuts, so I'm going to be, like, sugary, sad. Oh. Not sad, but loopy, drunk. Shit's going to get real tonight.
Mr. Happy.
I killed Mr. Happy.
Aww.
Really? You feel bad for him?
I do. Mr. Happy's saying like he could have got his life together still.
Yeah.
He died too young.
Yeah, he died too young. What's going to be on his headstone? Here lies Mr. Happy.
Here lies.
Taken from us too soon. It's a remix. Stab along.
Yeah, that guy's going to be in a mental institution for the rest of his life, I'm assuming.
The fact that he's made it this long without one, I'm amazed.
Listen,
good for him for beating the system.
Do you want to hear a story?
Let me think about it. All right, Tracy. You're getting all Valley Girl on me now? 902-1 ho.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right,
God,
so...
tell me a story.
Becky. You know, earlier somebody said that I said mountain, like, mountain. And they were like, why'd you say it like that? And I was like, oh, no.
Mountain.
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 Yeah. I have no idea. So anyway, back in the day, I used to do a lot of acid.
No. No, get out.
When I was like 19, 20, 21, that general area was a big acid prone life. So I had this crew. I hung out with this crew of people. We all did acid together. Mm. And
that must have been fun.
What? So one time.
4th Street Trailer Park Posse.
Oh, my God. So we're all at Denny's, like, just drinking, like, not really eating because it's weird to eat on acid, kind of.
Yeah, because that's why else would you go to Denny's besides buy weed in the parking lot?
Well, we were drinking like water and stuff or whatever.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Sure. No, we don't need a menu. We'll just have 4 waters.
Our group was much bigger than 4 people.
I was going by his gang title.
Oh, the 4th Street Trailer.
We'll just have a round of waters.
All right. So anyway, we're all in Denny's and then we go to leave and we meet up. We have other friends, another group of friends that are not the drug addicts. So we're like talking and we're like, hey.
The Mormons.
Yeah.
It's like West Side Story now.
So one of my friends had a pet rat and she used to wear it.
I don't like where this is going.
She used to wear it all the time. On her shoulder.
Wait. It was dead?
It's real. It was alive.
And she wore a rat on her shoulder.
It would hang out with us. It was like part of the group.
You're flagged.
She had a pet rat. No, she had rats.
She had a pet rat.
And gobble, gobble.
And our friends worked at Denny's, so they didn't care if we would bring the rat into Denny's. Mm. But the rat would chill on her shoulder. It wouldn't like run away. It was super trained rat. So.
Super trained rat.
I can't get through this story.
No, me neither.
All right. All right, so anyway.
A black man follows me everywhere when it's sunny.
No, it's a rat.
Okay. All right.
You guys were on acid. Are you sure it was a rat?
It was a rat.
Okay.
So anyway, all of a sudden we're missing one of our friends and we're like, yo, where the fuck did he go? We couldn't find him anywhere. We were looking high and low or everywhere. So finally we get a call, or no, we finally see there's all this drama happening at the gas station, like half a mile down the road. So we're like, we run up and we see that he's in there and we're like, what's going on? His aunt and uncle were coming to pick him up because he thought that one of our other friends had killed the rat and that he had killed that person for killing the rat. And he thought he did it. So he was confessing to the cops that he killed the rat. And they took him to the hospital, and he had to sit in there for 2 days.
That's an awesome fucking story.
Fuck yeah.
Could you get to the point, shithead?
That was the point, goddammit!
That's the coolest fucking story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane.
All right, so anyway.
Can I hear it again?
Anyway, the rat was real, but it was similar in the way that he didn't really kill anybody, but he thought he did. Never mind. Fuck you guys! You dicks.
Motherfuck.
Whatever.
Hey!
Whatever.
So you hung out with somebody who had a pet rat.
I had Lucifer the ferret.
Is that weird thing in your head an aneurysm?
Yeah, she had 3. But the one was like super cool.
That's fucking dirty.
Why?
Rats?
People have pet rats all the time.
Have you ever heard of anybody with a pet rat?
No, nobody. People have pet rats all the time.
Yes.
Are you insinuating we've all had pet rats at some point?
No, but I know people now in real life that have pet rats.
And what is your other option besides real life?
No, shut up. They do. They have pet rats.
You are really dumb. For real.
You've never known anybody who had a pet rat.
No.
No, I've known people that had mice to feed their snakes.
No, these were rats that were your fucking family.
This is my uncle.
They were cool ass rats.
Are you fucking retarded? What the hell's the matter with
you? I never had a pet rat.
No.
Okay. Like, I was scared of them, but I liked her pet rats. They were cool.
I'm glad you like. She's like professing her love. I liked her pet rats.
Why is everyone so fucking stupid?
They were cool. All right,
they
Joker.
As good
relax.
As Lucifer.
Oh, why? Oh, your ferret.
My ferret was the bomb. He was the man.
He had a short lifespan.
He did.
3 days.
murderer.
Yeah, man. Fuckers.
You have another great story? Swallow. Take that, you fucking dirty whore.
Oh my God.
No. Just don't vomit on it.
You didn't like that last story, so what the fuck?
No, I just, you kind of like, you really threw us all for a loop because you started talking nonsense for a while there. You were just like, it was kind of hard to get back on the point. So she was wearing this like pet rat, like wearing, like, what do you mean, dead? No, it's alive. It just likes to hang out with us. Like I'm fucking crazy.
It was like Flava Flav's clock.
Like I'm retarded. Like I'm fucking nuts.
I didn't say she was wearing it. I said.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you said she's wearing her pet rat. Yeah. And I'm like, why? And that's why I asked. Why? Was it dead? I'm thinking she's wearing like a shawl. And I'm like, what the fuck? No, it's alive. It likes to hang out with us. Like, I'm stupid.
I'm so you gave so me an attitude.
You gave me a total fucking attitude right there.
I apologize for everything that's in advance. Right.
No problem.
You big dumb bitch.
Oh, my God. Now your turn. Now you apologize.
Stupid worm. Did you already finish yours?
No.
Oh, I'm done.
Did you?
Yeah.
I did not. I have a little bit.
They have a whole nother one right there.
I know.
You going to be all right to drive home tonight?
Mm-hmm.
If not, Chris, you're welcome.
As long as she's all right to walk out the front door, I'm happy.
I hate both of you.
She's going to start talking like all slow.
Mr. Bronco.
You're welcome for what, chlamydia?
Well, she's got penicillin. Take a
oh
shot
my
of that.
God, guys. You're a jerk.
Take a shot of that before. You'll be all right.
Oh, my God.
I'm only playing.
Poor slut bitch.
You were like a mentally ill whore having PMS from the 1800s.
What the fuck? Can I take one home?
Sure.
All right.
You're very generous with your $50 case of beer.
I know you
I
are.
I didn't bring the whole case, dude.
You brought six.
Yeah, I brought
Can
six.
Can I have the other three?
No. They won't be here. I'll save you one.
All right. Bang him.
Technically, it's going to be like three each. Tonight. Should I get a chalkboard or a calculator? Abacus?
I'm so
You are fucking stupid.
I'm so stupid.
Yeah, keep drinking. This show's gonna get real good soon.
Shut up.
It's about time.
Yeah, I devised this plan to put root beer with roofies in a bottle and say it's root beer flavored beer.
It's good.
It is good.
That last sip has a weird tangy, John.
Well, you know what it is. You gotta finish it while it's cold. Can't let it sit. That's the worst thing you can do.
Have you drank it warm? And you've experienced?
No. Like the second day, I had one, but I was doing shit around the house, and I left it on the table, and I was like, I kind of forgot about it, and I went back to it later, and it was not as cold, and I was like, it's not as good. Honestly, what I do is when I want one, I put one in the freezer for like a half an hour.
Sweet.
From the fridge, in the freezer, half an hour. I even have like a frosty mug, and I pour it in there, and it kind of forms like ice crystals.
Do you have ice cream?
No.
You have Coke? That looks like the next question.
It escalated quickly. Do you have Coke?
You have heroin?
Got any H? What's happening?
I feel like chasing the dragon. You got any? Yeah, you're just going to make Chris's night.
Oh, my God.
Get naked, you strange old man!
I love flavored beer. I'm a big beer fan, so flavored beer is my shit. I have apple beer in my fridge right
See,
now.
I don't like it.
It's gross, actually. I don't like it.
I'm not really into flavored beer.
No, me neither.
You tried this beforehand or no?
No.
You're just that big of a fan of root beer?
Oh, I love root beer.
Okay.
I seriously love root beer.
But to spend $50?
I trusted my friend that told me about it when he had it. Because I read about it, and I was like, my friend was the one that told me he got it. And I was like, where'd you get it? And he told me where. And I said, how was it? He's like, dude, I swear to you, I finished it in one sip. It was that refreshing. He's like, it doesn't taste like beer. And I'm like, really?
Though.
Yeah, but once you like get those burps out, it's like you never had it. So. But yeah, I was like, you know what? I'll take your word for it.
Damn.
So I bought it. Plus, they were flying off the shelf.
So what, do they only get like a little bit at a time?
I don't know, but I wasn't taking a chance. I figured, let me have some.
They do that with that Mad Elf that I like.
What?
During Christmas time? Trogues comes out with this beer called Mad Elf.
Okay.
And it's, I don't know, 13% alcohol.
Well, they make this in two other percentages of alcohol. There's another one
higher
that's
or lower?
Higher. The other one's like 15, the other one's 17, but they only had this one at the store.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
That sucks. So,
was that my right?
Well, she has 12 right here.
No, I think the other one was 12, and then the other one was 17. That's what I think.
17 is a lot. I feel like that would taste very like alcohol.
I would have gotten one of each just to try it.
That's pretty badass.
Hells yeah.
Hells yeah. I can't believe you don't like root beer.
No.
But you don't like, you hate it though, I feel.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Chris just likes broken dreams and
girls with daddy issues,
dead unicorns, like anything that any kid would love. Chris hates it.
Yeah.
Fuck the Stay Puft Marshmallow.
Love the Stay Puft Marshmallow, man.
Do you like Raisinets?
They're okay. Not my first choice of candy, but.
What's your first choice of candy?
Reese's.
Cups or?
Yeah, the cups.
Pieces.
No.
Pieces. Pieces.
No,
I like
cups.
Those. I prefer the pieces.
I prefer Raisinets.
No, I'm saying out of the two, the cups or the pieces. Yeah.
Only mini cups and only out of the freezer.
Actually, Take Five is my favorite.
Take Five is the fucking bomb.
It is.
I can't eat that shit anymore, though.
Why not?
Because I can't chew.
You're eating something even chewier and harder to chew than Take Five.
But I'm sucking on it.
What and to say about that?
And it's tiny.
I couldn't help it.
Oh, he's there. I hate it. Oh, I thought it was going to be the violent one.
The violent one?
Yeah, the one where she's like...
I fingered myself so hard.
Oh my god.
That was awesome.
Fuck.
It's a shame they didn't have beer to taste like. What soda do you like?
I don't really drink soda.
Okay, what soda did you like as a kid?
Coke, Pepsi, ginger ale.
All the gay ones. No, I'm just kidding.
How are they gay?
Ginger ale's. I always thought ginger ale was a gay soda. If you can use soda as a medicine, like as a, you know, like a home remedy, then it's gay.
Pepsi,
like
you can too.
Like what?
Pepsi has pepsin in it that helps settle your stomach.
What?
Has pepsin in it that helps settle your stomach.
You sure about that?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's originally why it was made, but I feel like over time it probably has less.
Well, Coca-Cola originally had cocaine in it.
Yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm. But I
couldn't bring that one back, could they? They went with classic, but not the original. Fuckers.
Every time I smell ginger ale, it makes me think of throwing up, though.
Like, you remember being sick and like,
always,
here, drink this.
Always. Like,
yeah, sure. Blah.
Like, just smelling it, I'm like, oh, I'm going to fucking, like, it almost smells like vomit. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't go that far.
No, but it does, though. It
smells like ginger.
No, but no.
No, but no.
Like, I'll start to smell it, and then it's just like, holy shit, this is
puke. Like, I'll think it in my head.
If your puke smells like ginger ale, kudos.
It smells like puke ginger ale.
Mine smells like a diaper omelet.
Ew.
If your puke smells like ginger ale, you can throw up on my dick anytime.
Oh God. Oh, that story.
Show's over.
A lot of people enjoyed that story, by the way.
Which story?
The story of me throwing up on that guy while I was giving him a blow.
Oh,
job.
I bet.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got rave reviews over that.
Actually, I did. I thought people were going to be grossed out by it, but
They probably want to donate to you to do that to them.
Yeah, that's weird.
Hey, Missy, if I pay you $50, will you throw up on my cock?
No, $200.
Really? That, no. Or, we have any Ryan! Takers? We have any
no,
takers
joke
listening?
Lies, no.
You could probably make a lot of money doing weird shit like that.
Yeah, this one guy back in the day.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that.
He wanted to give me, and this was in like 1997. He wanted laughing. To give me $100 if I would kick him in the balls while he jerked off.
What?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Forget it. I quit.
And he said, I'll give you $100 if you do this.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I swear to God. And I wanted to do it so bad, and I tried, and then I couldn't do it when it came down to it. Like, he was, like, standing there in front of me doing it, and I was like, leave. I can't do this. It's too weird. It was too weird. How do you inflict pain on someone like that while they're doing that?
For $100.
I couldn't do it. I tried to do it, and I couldn't do it.
Wow.
That's weird, though, right? There's some weird birds in the world.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's really some fucked up people.
Super fucked up.
That's funny, though. Still, how much do you want to pay? $100?
$100.
Was this someone you knew?
Kind of. I knew him from the South Jersey AOL chat room. So, yeah, for sure.
His name wasn't Fob1340, was he?
That used to be the last four digits of my phone number in my bedroom at my mom's.
Well, it was 13 your age and 40 your waistline?
Wow, that's actually very generous. Thank you.
That was my phone number, though, when I lived at my mom's.
Was it?
It was 1340.
I'm psychic.
The weird combination of numbers.
Yeah, it is. Have you had any weird requests while you were with somebody? Like in actual, you know, sexual contact?
Like somebody I was banging?
Yeah. Yeah, obviously. Not someone you were looking at through a glass. I'll take that one. He looks friendly.
I guess the weirdest thing, and this isn't even really that weird.
Uh-huh.
But like, I don't know, maybe it is weird, so I guess I'll find out now.
Okay.
A guy wanted to, like, jerk off while I just laid there and just, so he could stare at me and just sit next to me and jerk off. Is that weird?
I don't think it's weird. I think it's just, I don't know.
Do you think it's weird?
I don't think it's, like, weird. Yeah. I don't think it's weird to the point where it's like, so my God, he's a sick bastard.
Have you guys done that before?
No.
No.
No, but what I'm saying is
but you've thought about doing it?
No. It's just, I'm so desensitized by pornography that's like, wow, that's such a pussy thing to do. Tell him to stop acting like a fag.
It was in the past.
No, I know. I'm joking. I'm saying if it was then.
But I guess that's the weirdest thing. Guys always want to stick it in my butt.
Oh, that sounds like a victory.
Yeah, no, it's not happening.
Victory!
I feel at this point I just have to stay committed to it.
Why?
I don't know, because I feel like I really can't be missing out on much.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I never took it up the ass. But,
exactly.
But I mean, you know, how much longer is before your vag becomes prolapsed and distended like an old dirty sock?
5 years ago.
I've never had a child. My vagina is pristine.
No. Just because you haven't had a child doesn't mean it's pristine. It's been invaded.
It has not been invaded.
It hasn't? You've never had sex before?
I've had sex, but it hasn't been invaded.
Penis invading the vagina never happened?
No, but invasion makes it sound like...
I didn't say aliens fucking took over your vagina. Yeah, troops. She sits outside the fucking ROTC office. Hey, boys. You want to invade my twat? Oh, me first. I like where this is going.
Listen, I don't know, man. I think I'm fine. I think I'll be all right.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I do exercises and stuff.
You do Kegels?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Of course.
Good for you.
It's important.
Do you do them every day?
Yeah.
Really? Every day?
Every day.
No shit.
I do them like while I you're do at work? My squats. Yeah.
You do them at work?
I do them in the car. I do them at work.
Oh, no, no. You said squats. I'm like, you do squats at work?
I do squats at work.
You do?
When I'm on my break.
My girlfriend fucking kills me with that shit.
I think she will
literally pick the worst fucking time to start doing calisthenics. Oh. We'll be like in Kohl's.
I like that shirt. She lunges over there.
No. No, if it was included in that, like if looking at product was included in her workout, it would be a little bit more acceptable. No, she just stops and just like squats down. You know, like we'll be outside my house, right? And I'm talking to her, and next thing you know, she just starts lunging downward like squats.
Hey, while you're
down
there.
And I'm like, really? Like, my neighbors are going to think that, like, you're a fucking escaped fucking mental patient.
Who cares?
You know, it's one thing if we're at the park. That's fine. That's where you can, you know, do that. But why do you wait to be in front of me? Are you showing off? Do I have to see you do fucking squats? Like, why are you doing this in front of me? It's annoying.
I always think back to anytime you ever talk about anything related to your girlfriend's butt. I always think back to when she was drunk on her birthday. Was it her birthday or Christmas? I forget. And she was like, yeah, look at that ass. I always think back to that story. What did she say again?
I forget. When was
she
that?
She was like, yeah. And did she smack it when she was all drunk?
Oh, yeah. She was like, she actually had her finger like poking her own butt.
Yeah, you're going to miss that ass.
Fuck, I forgot. When was that?
I think it was Christmas. No, it was cheap because she opened some stuff, but not all. It was Christmas.
Oh, yeah, it was Christmas. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And you were so angry.
Yeah, I was like, if you weren't so drunk, I'd kick you out right now. Yeah, I'll go. You're going to miss that ass. You're going to go look at it. You're going to go see that ass. Yeah, never going to see that again.
But like,
pointing at it and like falling over.
When you were talking like a couple weeks ago about how she was like making coffee and doing squats.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I immediately thought that in my head that she was just like, yeah, I don't know.
It's ridiculous. It's unreal. She's like picks the worst moments to do that.
I think that's awesome though. Who cares? Why do you care what people think?
No, what about what I think? I think you're a retard. Stop it.
Why? You just think that that's awesome that she takes care of herself.
Oh, come on. She works out every fucking day, every day of the week for hours on end. You can't just not do it in front of me and not make me feel even more like a fat piece of shit.
Yeah, but you're losing
like,
weight.
I'm laying on the couch. She's doing squats. And I'm just like, go. I don't want to see you. Get out of my vision. Like, you know what I mean? Like, go upstairs.
Yeah, I'm like, no, you're still in my peripheral. Go leave. Go run around the block.
Yeah, exactly. Go running. It's just, I don't know. It gets annoying after a while. And she knows it, and she still does it. Like, she has amnesia.
No, because fucking do what you want, man. Live your life. Do you, Sarah.
First of all, don't try to give her advice, number one. Number two, she ain't going to listen to you anyway. And number three, don't give her advice.
All right, well, then maybe this will work in your favor then.
Why?
Missy said to do it. I should stop.
No, she does it on purpose. She does it on purpose. She does it just in spite of me.
Good.
Yeah, because I'm sitting there. I'm like, come on, really? Like, we could be waiting at line at a restaurant, and she decides to start doing squats. And I'm like, oh, my God. It's like I'm with a fucking, like mentally distressed person. Like, stop it.
You should put a leash on her.
Yeah, I'll leash it up. Oh, it's just, it gets so fucking irritating.
It sounds fun.
It's not fun.
I don't know.
It's one thing if we're like, you know.
I dance everywhere that I go.
She does that too.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Mm-hmm. So I would annoy you just as well. Like
you
I
annoy
dance.
Me without the dancing.
But no, like if I walk, me and my friend went to Muscle Maker Grill the other day. And when we walked in, they were playing music and I was like, yeah. and I was dancing.
I would throw you right out.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Always dance.
Yeah, I could never be around you that
long. I'm always dancing.
It's if we're at a dance club or like if you're, you know, on a dance floor, it's one thing. Or at a bar, it's fine. But if we're like in the middle of aisle six the supermarket and you're dancing, I'm going to throw something at
Me
you.
Me and Biffle went to the Silver Diner in Cherry Hill the other day. Mm-hmm. And when we were paying like at the register, I was Michael Jackson, Billie Jean came on. So I was dancing to it, but I was trying to dance like Michael Jackson in the video. And everyone was
Were you
was
hoping
staring.
The tiles would light up when you walked on them?
I kind of was a little bit. But we, like, Kim was, like, looking, and she's like, everyone's looking. It's so fucking funny.
Well, because you're an attention whore, just like my girlfriend.
Mm. Okay.
That's what attention whores do.
I don't.
They want attention. Whether they admit it or they don't, subconsciously.
Do, I know that I want
they
attention.
They want attention.
But it's fun. It's fun to dance. Dancing's fun.
Let me tell you something. If a relative of mine dies and you show up at the funeral and you start dancing
I would
during
not
the funeral,
dance at a
you're
funeral.
You're
going to
get closed in the same casket with them.
I would never do that.
And I'd make sure you'd be a 69 position.
No. There's a time and place, and funerals are not the time for dancing.
And you know what? Tell that to my girlfriend. It'll probably end up popping up two or three squats at a funeral.
She'll probably go in the bathroom, though.
That's insane. That's, there's something wrong with you. If that's...
Fine.
You have to go to the bathroom, not to go to the bathroom, to do squats. Stop. Stop with the madness.
All right. I don't think it's a bad thing.
I guess there's worse things to be obsessed with.
Yeah, cocaine. Mm. That's why she'd go to the bathroom during funeral. This is so depressing. I need fun. Anybody have any root beer beer? Smells great. Doesn't it smell good? I want to stick my nose in the bottle.
It does smell good. It smells better than it tastes. It tastes good, though.
Listen, for a beer, it's fucking good.
Mm-hmm. I love beer, though.
I don't love all beer.
I don't like IPAs.
I'm not
at
a big
all.
Fan either. Mm-hmm. I don't like
stouts. I don't like lager. I don't like stouts.
Lagers I like.
I don't like lager. I like lighter beers.
Well, you drink PBR, so your opinion of beer means nothing to me.
Listen, I've become accustomed to PBR because it's cheap.
Because you're a hipster.
No, because it's cheap.
Because you're a hipster.
In Philadelphia...
You're a hipster wannabe more than anything.
Yeah. I'm not a hipster
Because you're
wannabe.
Definitely not...
I'm not a hipster.
You don't qualify because you don't come from the riches.
What?
Hipsters.
You have to be rich to be a hipster.
Hipsters are all trust fund babies that are against the establishment, but yet somehow they're going to Ivy League schools.
Yeah, I'm not even.
How are they affording
hipster
it?
Hipster age bracket, though.
No, you're a hipster wannabe.
Me.
Huh?
I'm me. I'm not a hipster.
Didn't you call yourself a hipster chick not too long ago?
Yeah, but it probably is a joke or something.
No,
like,
I think it's one of your many phases that you like to go through.
Like the hippie thing?
Yeah, exactly. I'm a hippie hipster this time because I thrived this summer.
Dick!
Hey, you say it. It's just more ammo for me.
But I really do thrive in the summer.
Oh, okay. We don't have to go back into that.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, we don't have to go back into that. I just use it because it's fun.
Shut your fucking mouth.
It's so much fun.
I bet this beer tastes good with a cigarette.
Are you bailing? She like slowly starts doing squats out the door.
No, I was just thinking. It's like a good summer beer.
Yeah, it definitely is. Did you discover a new word?
No, I didn't realize this old guy
came. What the fuck are you doing?
I was reading the label. Why are you all up in my business?
This cunt.
The less. Oh my god, guys.
Why are you all up in my business?
Listen, that was a valid question. It was more valid than your question to me.
Well, what?
No, it wasn't.
Say what?
I got nothing. I'm just saying, Jim.
You're an idiot. Shut up.
I'm just talking to you're just dog at this retard. Point.
These words are hard as shit.
I'm just glad I'm still breathing, man.
Huh?
No. See,
do you have a near-death experience?
No, it is
why. Yeah, there was a rat on my friend's shoulder and, like, attacked me.
This is why I shouldn't talk, ever.
Why?
Why are you glad you're still breathing?
I don't know, man.
Should you not be breathing?
Who knows?
This breathing shit sucks.
Fucking idiot.
You're a serial killer.
Stupid.
Missy has, like,
bitch.
The worst best comebacks ever. Like, before, you're like, you fucking retard. You're a retard. Puts a lot of thought into it. Or there's something will pop up that she talked about you from previous time. You're so stupid. You're a serial killer. You're like a chick Chris Farley, you know that? Tammy boy.
God, I don't want to be mean. That's why.
Yeah, but you do it as such a like you're bailing at the same time that you're saying.
She's
it.
Only mean when you're not around.
Oh my
yeah,
God,
yeah,
shut
yeah,
up.
Yeah. She's like Hitler when you're not around, but then in your face, she's like, "You're really."
I think we should kill all fat people.
Yeah, yeah. And then when I'm around, she's like, "You're really, really funny."
You're not fat.
You guys are dicks.
You're fun.
Assholes.
You're an asshole.
Fuck.
Stop mocking me!
What do you do?
I work with retards.
Hey, has anyone heard from Marco? Is he okay?
Oh, let's see. Yeah,
check your Snapchat.
Snapchat. Marco loves to sing Taylor Swift. Everyone should follow Marco on Snapchat.
Do you actually have proof of that?
Yeah. Do you want me to play it?
Yeah. If you want, you can even hand me your phone.
And
I'll plug it into the fucking board.
Yeah, and listen to this. MJA texted me this morning, and he was like, oh my God, Marco's sending me Snapchats of him singing Taylor Swift.
Naked.
And I was like, shut up. And he's like, no, I swear to God he is, but don't make fun of him because I don't want him to stop.
Hey, I'm gay. I'm watching gay porn.
Do you want to plug it in?
Yeah, give it to me.
It's like this one with this face.
Oh, your phone. I think you meant your ass. No, just kidding. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Look at that mug.
Fuck. That big fat face.
I think he's...
It's got a pig nose.
I think he's lip syncing, though. So.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck?
I just remembered that. I'm sorry.
Are you fucking...
I'm sorry. I just remembered. He has lipstick, doesn't he?
How original is this since that fat cop did it 3 months ago?
Is that what happened? Yeah, I forgot. My bad. I forgot that I watched it.
Well, that video worked well on the air.
Sorry.
Yeah, it really did.
I'm sorry.
You're an idiot.
Where's the sorry.
Where's the volume for this thing?
On the
oh,
side.
It's on the side. Okay, everything just...
What are you doing?
I don't know how to go back. Is there a back button?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. There it is.
I forgot he was lipstick in my bed.
Wow, it's still not loud. I think Marco's gay. Mm-hmm. That was... That
but
was
did you
very,
see?
One, it was unoriginal, and two, it was fruity, and I think Marco listens to Taylor Swift a lot more than just then.
Fucking faggot.
Well, 198 people watched it.
So he has a lot of gay friends is what you're telling me.
And he captioned the video, just listening to my girl Tay-Tay.
Oh, I have douche chills right now. You are so.
Would you expect
gay.
Anything less from Marco?
You fucking faggot!
Yes, you are just douchey to the core.
Wow, Tay Tay, Marco, you really couldn't be any gayer.
You sound like an unbelievable douche.
Wow.
I don't even know what to say to that.
He's gay. The marriage is a front. The kid's not his. And if his kid is his,
he hasn't posted anything on Snap.
Phew. Hope that kid doesn't get Marco's genes.
Your gay son is on you, buddy.
Exactly.
He was half a fag.
Not a full half. They're half a fag.
You fucking pussy whip faggot.
Somebody actually wrote that comment in the Snapchat.
Really?
Thing. Yeah, they nice. Wrote pussy whip faggot.
Wow. I don't even know what to... That's...
It's very douchey.
It's very douchey.
That's my man crush.
I wouldn't expect anything less from Marco.
Fuck me.
I think that he is a big pop fan.
Yeah, but he's such a poser, though. Because, like, yeah. I think he listens more to that shit than he does to rap.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's never denied being a pop fan.
Yeah, but I mean...
But
the fact that he has as
just
much...
Just the whole thing. The you know, videotaping himself, fucking singing a gay song, putting it up there, just... Show my girl Tay-Tay. It's very douchey. The whole thing's just douchey.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's a poser. He's a douche. He's a douche. Douche Springsteen. I don't know. I just think it's... I think it's fucking... It's kind of sick. Can't look at him like... Can't look at him the same again.
You don't... That's because you hate Taylor Swift so much.
Forget it. It could have been... I love Katy Perry. Not her music. But I love her.
But if he did a Katy Perry song, I would be equally as douchey.
Yeah, yeah. It's not the point of who the artist is. It's the fact that, one, he's an unoriginal fuck because he bit that off of somebody who got a billion hits, and I think Marcus is just trying to do the same thing. But two, like, I wasn't laughing when I saw it.
Right, the guy that got a billion hits, it was funny.
Well, not...
Kind of.
Yeah, but I mean, it was like, I didn't get any amusement from it. You know, like my girl thought it was fucking, you know, best thing since fucking peanut butter. But I was just—it like,
was the whole situation that the cop. He's a cop.
He's in a cop car.
In a cop car, singing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The whole situation was just.
I watched it.
I mean, it's not like, you know, laugh out loud funny, but
hey,
it was like,
you don't like root beer. Fuck off.
No, I don't. It's disgusting.
What a shame.
That's such a bizarre statement.
What?
That root beer is disgusting.
Yeah, I don't like the taste of
and
it.
And that's fine, but it's like sugar. Like, do you not like sugar?
I love sugar.
No, it has it's spices.
Oh. It just tastes like
there
sugar.
There are spices that make root beer. That make root beer taste.
I mean, I know it's obviously more than sugar, but it's like 95% sugar.
Also it is.
Yeah. So, like, that's just, why it's weird flavorings, to me that he doesn't though. Like the way it tastes. It's crazy. I'm not judging. Dude.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Go fuck not yourself.
I only like Sprite if it's mixed with something alcoholic. I can't drink that shit straight.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
I'm not a huge fan of Sprite, but I don't dislike it.
I don't like it.
There isn't really... There isn't a soda I fucking hate. Like, I don't... You know, like, I don't hate ginger ale. I just don't...
Orange or ginger ale is vomit.
It's just weird.
I like orange soda the best.
It's up there for me. It's one of my favorite.
It's okay.
Orange soda rules.
It's okay.
Cream soda rules.
Yes. It's okay.
Pepsi rules.
See, for me, it's...
O'Doyle rules.
Car rules.
For me, it's Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper's aye.
I like cherry Dr. Pepper even better.
Cherry Dr. Pepper is better.
Mountain Dew and root beer.
Ew, disgusting. But Mountain Dew is the grossest thing ever.
No, it's not. If they ever come out with a beer that tastes like Mountain Dew, I'm all over it.
Yeah, to be honest with you,
yeah,
I don't think I've ever tried Mountain Dew.
So you're just an instant hater because I said it?
I think so. No, I think at one point in my life, I obviously had to try it.
I don't care.
But I haven't drank it in probably like 20 years.
Mm.
So it's got it. I mean, what
tell you what, Mountain Dew is really good with fucking alcohol.
What's it taste like?
Like citrusy almost. Not citrusy.
Like mellow it's, yellow?
Similar.
Okay.
Similar. I think it tastes way better.
Yeah, I'm not really a big fan of Mountain Dew. It's like one of the last sodas I choose.
No, root beer is.
I don't even like that. I would never choose root beer. It wouldn't even be on the list.
Root beer is non-existent in Chris's
Hey,
mind.
Fuck you.
It's basically what he's saying to me. And Marco with his video is basically saying this to me.
Hey, I'm gay. I'm watching gay porn.
Rub one off to Tony Hawk.
Oh, my God.
Come on my face.
Whoa. It's a little extreme.
Does he have a lot of videos like that?
No, he's never done anything like this.
And he'll never do it again after this show.
Yeah, that's why I was shocked.
I probably should have shut. I said a fucking word. I should have kept my mouth shut.
No, if it gets a lot of attention, he'll keep doing it.
Uncut cocks.
Almost 200 people watched it. I'm sure he's going to do it again.
I got hard for a second.
He's jizzing all over my face.
No lube, just stroking.
He sounds happy.
He sounds happy. I was just thinking that.
Because he's happy.
He does. He sounds so happy right there. Just stroking.
Oh.
Good. Ripping a marker for not being here.
You're the bitch.
Oh.
Oh.
Roll around in the balls.
I gotta get more Marco sounds. I don't really have much of him.
You guys used to have a lot. You've done.
I got a lot of his throat clears. Throat clearings. Yeah, exactly.
I have a friend that does that. Ew.
He actually, you know what? That video kind of looks like Marco is. He kind of looks like a pedophile in that video. Like he's singing to the little girls.
Oh, my God.
Oh!
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, oh no.
So gay.
The men...
I made a bunch of Snapchat videos on Sunday, completely hammered.
Did you?
Yeah. And Marco watched all of them, because you can see who watched your videos.
He hates his life.
Yeah.
He's jerking off to him.
Oh!
No, I was just, like, hammered, talking about hard ball bags, like, slurring my words. It was...
You were talking about what, ball bags?
No, I was talking about hard-boiled eggs.
I heard ball bags. No. I was hammered talking about ball bags.
But you can, like, you could see who watched them, and Marco watched them, and I was like, oh, fuck. Marco watched them. I forgot that we were Snapchat friends. But I made, like, 10
that
videos.
That even sounds
just,
gay.
Like,
we're Snapchat friends.
I was so wasted. Screaming. Kim has a bunch. Oh, man, they were terrible.
Is Snapchat the thing where you only do 6 seconds or something like that?
Oh, you can make it, like, 10 seconds. Ooh. Yeah, but you can make videos.
What to do with that extra four?
But if you make a story...
The possibilities are endless.
If you make a story, people can look at it for 24 hours. But if you send it just to somebody, they can like open it and then...
Oh, so it's like a text video.
Yeah, but it vanishes. So like if Chris has Snapchat, I sent him that ice cream before. After Chris opened the ice cream, it vanishes.
Huh?
Yeah, I opened the ice cream. Didn't even get to eat it.
Box is empty. What's in the box? Nothing. I just opened it. There's nothing in there. Nothing. No mint chocolate chip. Nothing.
She was testing out her Snapchat, and she sent me ice cream. I was like, what'd you send this to me for? Because I'm fat? You're teasing me? What the fuck?
She always sent it to you because I didn't have Snapchat.
I was testing with my friends, not just random people.
Oh. I'm not your friend.
You're not on fucking Snapchat, nigga.
I want my beer back.
All right. Give me some ginger ale.
What?
So I can throw it up. Yeah, that was it.
You're awful. All right, let's take a break.
Real quick. You like, if you smell ginger ale, will you like start gagging?
Probably.
You like ginger ale?
I'll bring it next week, though.
Okay.
Thanks.
I just want, that's a weird reaction to ginger ale.
I mean, it just reminds me, like, it immediately associates.
I mean, I get it, but most people, when they smell, like, an alcohol they vomited before, like,
peach.
I'll get that reaction.
Yeah.
But I've never heard it with, like, an actual food.
Because when
you know what makes me think of throw up?
What?
Wet wood chips.
Wet cunt.
Wet wood chips.
Yes.
So when you smell wet wood chips, you're like vomit?
No, I think it smells like vomit.
Oh.
Because that's what they used to use to cover up the vomit in school when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Sawdust. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So sometimes you get that hint, that whiff.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, somebody threw up in class.
I used to get
I'm in the woods.
When I was a kid, I was not healthy. Like, I was sick all the time. So I would.
How long ago did you start fucking?
No, when I was a child.
You have AIDS.
Yes, you have AIDS.
I hate to tell you, boy, that you have AIDS.
You got the AIDS.
You may have caught it when you stuck that filthy needle in here.
Or maybe all that unprotected sex, but you hear
it is.
Anyway, when I was a child.
You gotta lower that. I mean, not like now. I mean, you gotta reload that file on a low, because it sounds blown out.
Yeah, I like it though, because it just interrupts everybody.
Yeah, it did. It put everything on hold. So anyway, I would always get really, really sick. And then, you know, one of the things to make you feel better when you're really, really sick when you're a kid is ginger ale.
Testicles.
So before I could eat anything, or I would always have to drink the warm ginger ale. And I would always throw it back up. This isn't alcohol related. It's just purely from childhood.
Oh.
No, I mean, I understand that I have alcohols like that, that when I smell it, I want to vomit, but it's just strange
schnapps.
That I've never heard it of like an actual food or a regular drink.
Yeah.
What?
Huh?
Ginger ale, yo.
Food? Ginger ale and food, I don't get it.
Were you not paying attention?
No, I wasn't.
Nah, I don't think so.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
I was kind of like, yeah, I'm out of here.
Bob's drunk.
No, I want to go smoke.
All right.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You
of course.
Talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And unmic'd.
And unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic'd. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days, he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals? Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
And we're back. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, we're back. Hey, last week we got an awesome call from Ryan.
Yeah.
Right? Was
yes.
his name Ryan?
Yes.
Ryan called in, told us an amazing story about something that happened at his job, and then decided to donate some money when he was done. Be
decided.
Like Ryan. Be like Ryan.
Or was guilted into.
He was not guilted into
shit.
He
actually sent a donation?
I sent you a text.
Oh. I thought you said he was going to.
No, he did. He sent $50.
Wow. Thanks, Ryan.
Ryan rules.
Thanks, brother.
And that story overplayed in my head for the past week because it was so fun. It was inspiration.
Your life sucks too, huh?
I thought that was a great story.
No, the story was good.
It was excellent.
The story was good. I was just making fun of you.
Ignorant slut.
Swallow.
Shit is good.
She took it literally.
Yeah, so There's that. Ridecast.com/jerseyjokes.
Jokes. Yeah, that's it. Jokes. That's
donate. It. Give us some money. We appreciate it. We got to send Ryan something fun.
Yeah, send him your panties.
No, not.
No, I'm sure he finds plenty at the hotel he works at.
I know.
They all have shit stains in them.
It's a two-star hotel or whatever you call that.
A lot of dirty, tidy whiteys. You okay over there? You messing with your pills?
I am. I gotta get my shit together.
No shit.
Are you talking about just tonight or in general?
In general. In life. I'm just one big joke. When we were out.
But it's fun. That's our scapegoat. It's fun.
Well, like I said, I don't like being bored.
Right.
Being bored sucks.
You have no idea how much you missed out on life because you're not on medication.
What does that mean?
If you were on medication to do, work out whatever's wrong with you. See what I just popped out of her head? Yeah, like if you were on some sort of like mood medication or like ADD medication or whatever, your life probably would have been so much different.
In a good way or a bad way?
Yeah, in a good way. Oh, absolutely in a good way.
I feel like things are going well for me right
really
now.
Good. They sound wonderful.
They don't sound terrible. They sound like they could be worse. Come on, guys. Throw me a bone here.
I think somebody's already doing that. That puppy.
Shut up. Arf. Oh, you guys are jerks.
But it's a sweet fucking car bed.
Oh, I hate you.
Come on, miss. Get in bed.
I hate you.
That hurts, is it? Tim trying to get her off. That's foreplay.
Assholes. Jerks.
That's right. From Jersey.
Whatever.
Oh, you want to date a guy half your age? Expect to get your balls busted.
Yeah, no shit.
All right. That's fine. He's not half my age, though, by the way.
No, mentally, you're the same age.
Fuck, man. I'm not that immature. I'm mature.
No, you're not.
I'm just fun.
Just because you hold a job doesn't mean you're mature.
I have bills. I pay them.
That doesn't mean you're mature. There's people with Down syndrome that do that. That have jobs and pay bills.
Okay, Bob. All right.
I'm just saying, you know.
You're not Hi, kid.
You're not really reaching for the stars.
You'll see. You'll all see.
Yeah, yeah. You show us. Hey, guys, I just turned 60. I got a serious boyfriend. I just think it's fun. I think it's entertaining. It's entertaining for me because it makes me just even funnier. Like, come up with all these fucking ideas.
Yeah, the shit that we were saying outside was funny.
It's a shame we can't share it because it really was funny.
It was extremely funny. We will share soon enough.
Yeah, when this blows up in your face.
Listen, man, it's just the way.
And for the record, even though we're not talking about it, I just want to reiterate something. You did say at one point, like, what am I going to do? Go out with, like, an accountant? Like, all disgusted with that? Just remember that phrase. Remember that phrase. That's all I got to say. Oh, my God. I love my life.
Well, I'm glad that I can make you love your life more.
Well, yeah. I mean, you make me feel a lot better about myself every Thursday. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
No, I am because I don't feel worse about myself when I leave here or before I get here.
So. I have zero effect on your life is what you're saying.
No, you have an effect on my life for sure. No, honestly, like the shit that you do or say or whatever, everything has an effect. Like whether it's good or bad. And most of the time it's good because it's good in a funny way.
Right.
Like for instance, our little powwow we had on the break.
Yeah, that was fucking hilarious. My eyes were leaking everywhere.
Here we go again. The dramatic entrance.
Yeah, so whatever. Bear's good.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah, I can't get over that accountant comment.
You know what? I feel like it affected you the most. Like it bothered you the most. Because you were like, what fuck does that mean? I was just like,
well, yeah, like every time I meet a girl, she's always working like a bullshit job.
Okay.
And like if I met a girl who was an accountant, I would be fucking thrilled. At least I know she could take care of herself. Or, you know, if I got into a relationship with her, God forbid something happened to me, I had to be out of work, somebody that could fucking, you know, carry the bills for a time.
Oh.
But
you're thinking way ahead.
You don't want somebody like saying, what's the account? You don't want somebody with a career? Like, that's just weird to me.
By the way, I found the perfect wedding song for you.
Okay. What the fuck is it? What is it?
Chris, do you know what it is?
I can't see it. Oh, you're a cunt. You're a big fucking cunt. I had no idea what it was. You're such an asshole.
The wedding band.
You're fucking dick.
You gotta admit, though, that's fucking funny.
Fucking hilarious.
Just at your expense, that's why.
You know what? It's always at my expense. I'm just used to it at this point. Listen, I really am not ever helping myself out. I'm really not.
What do you mean?
Like, I do these things and then I tell you guys about them. And it's like, I can't defend myself, really.
What's there to defend? Nobody's attacking you.
Not attacking, but like, I can't, I'm not helping the cause of me, like, becoming normal, I guess.
But you don't want to be normal. That's
yeah,
not,
I don't,
we don't think
wanna,
you're.
I don't
we don't
want,
think you're making moves to be normal. It's obvious.
No, but I thought that I would at one point in time.
Yeah, but it hasn't happened yet.
I don't think it's gone.
I don't think so either.
I think I'm stuck in my ways.
That's why I said I can't wait till you hit your 40s. I can't.
I know you said
fucking
that.
Wait. It is going to be.
Do you
awesome.
Think I'm going to lose my mind?
You've lost that a long time ago. I don't think there's
any. All right, what do you foresee in my future?
I think that you're going to try to keep everything the same as it's been then.
I feel like I constantly am evolving.
I don't understand how you evolve. Like,
I just feel like
because
spiritually
you're, because
and
you're,
mentally.
You're
like
going out with younger men?
No, I don't think
time?
That has any fucking thing to do with
well,
it.
Well, then what do you mean by evolve? You have the same job, right?
Like
you
mentally.
Have the same friends for the most part. You still have that core group. You guys do the same shit. You see bands. You go out and drink. You party.
Yeah. That's
just the
one,
same
but
shit.
That's one aspect.
What? How much other time do you have and what are you doing that's
Listen,
different?
My time.
She's thriving.
I maximize. Fuck you. I maximize the shit out of my time. I've been going hiking. I've been trying to spend a lot of time outdoors. I've been
okay.
trying to, like...
Falls in the same category, but all right.
Yeah, and I've been trying to, like, find peace within myself.
Okay.
Which I've never done.
Okay, but...
That's good. Like, that's movement.
But that doesn't change the majority of the rest of the time.
I'm not going to party until I'm in my 40s, man. Like,
yeah, you are.
You are.
You're going to party well past your 40s.
Listen, but I'm going to party in a different way. Like, I'm going to grow.
She's going to try meth.
I'm not trying meth. All right, meth is right along the lines of butt sex. All right, it's not happening.
I don't understand.
You don't have to shove it up your ass. He's
no, I'm comparing them.
How old are you? You're 35, right?
Yeah.
What's the difference between 35 and 40?
Five years.
Oh, wow, you're good at math.
But technically, it's really the same thing at this point. So that's why I said
I feel like I'm going to be so different then. I'm so much different than I was when I was 30.
I don't think so.
You don't think so, but I do. I feel it. I feel more independent. I feel more alive.
Independent. Okay. But again, I already established this. There's people with Down syndrome that are independent, have an apartment, pay bills, have a job.
That's extremely important to me, independence.
Okay. But when were you not independent? When was the last time you weren't? When were you dependent?
When I was in relationships?
I don't buy that.
Ah, you should?
No, I don't. Because, why? Because no matter what, you were still in control.
Was I, though?
Yeah, you were. You just liked the drama. We already discussed this.
Yeah, but still.
Like, you had a job when you were in a relationship,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, but fine.
You paid your half of the bills, and sometimes you paid all of it, didn't you?
A lot of the times I paid all of it.
Yeah, so if anything, somebody was depending on you.
Right, but I didn't like that suffocation.
Right, but nobody had control over you.
I felt like they did, though.
No, you allowed that to happen because you wanted it.
Okay, well then, growth is, I don't want that shit no more.
Yeah, you say that now, but you haven't been in another relationship yet.
I was too with Jesus.
Yeah, but that was a fucking number one. It was a rebound because you obviously weren't over the guy before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that obviously was failure from the get go because you went into it with your heart belonging to somebody else.
Right.
So you used him as a guinea pig to try to get over the other guy, and it didn't work. You just realized how much more you despised Jesus because you still liked the other dude.
Right.
So, I don't know what you're saying, but...
I don't know. I felt suffocated, for sure.
Yeah,
and I was also afraid to be alone and all that stuff.
But see, that's the thing. That's why you're so unbalanced. Because you want independence.
I do.
But you don't want to be alone.
And no, I don't care about being alone.
Here's
now.
What you want. You want to meet a guy, which that's what you think you want, by the way. But once you get what you want, you're not going to want it anymore.
How do you know that?
Trust me, because it happens to everybody. When you think you know what you want, you finally find it. Then you're like, it's not always cracked up to be. You want a guy who basically just lets you do whatever the fuck you want without him saying boo about it. Which in turn, you don't even realize that partially turns into you abusing the relationship against him. But if you ever get that, A, you're not going to want it. And B, most likely if he's letting you do whatever the fuck you want to do, it's probably because he's doing whoever he wants to do.
And that's fine. Everybody should be able to do what they want.
No, whoever he wants to do.
Well, that's stupid. Why would somebody let me do stuff?
Because
just so
if somebody cares about somebody else, they won't let them do whatever they want to do.
Why?
Because some of the things you choose to do aren't safe.
Like what?
Like coke off a fucking toilet seat?
I would never do that now.
Yeah. Not now.
No.
But who says you won't do it again?
I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah, don't try to... Don't give me semantics because you're not going to win this battle.
No, but still, like, I don't feel like I do anything out of line that would cause for me to have to be roped in.
No, I feel you like do I make... shit out of line when you're in a relationship.
I know.
You do it on purpose.
Because I have commitment issues.
You want the conflict. That's what you're comfortable with. That's what you're accustomed to. That's what you're drawn to. You're drawn to drama. You're drawn to conflict. And if everything's going good, you'll find a way to fuck it up.
I like passion.
Don't
and
give me that
no,
shit.
No, hear me out. I like passion. And if I don't see any passion in the relationship, then I guess this is where I start playing these games.
But you
whatever.
Don't realize that passion changes over time. It's not always going to be hot, steamy the entire duration of a fucking relationship. Sometimes things settle down, but that doesn't mean you don't have passion for the person. See, for you, your mind is too fucking nuts, okay? Mm-hmm. You're too much in the unreal world up here in your mind because – everything to you has to be like a movie, has to be like a drama, action, fun, comedy, cartoon. Doesn't work. Real life doesn't work that way.
You don't even know like one of the biggest things that I have the most fun doing ever in my life is
what?
Having a really good fucking conversation with someone. That's my favorite thing to do.
What does
that
have to do with maturity or growing up or evolving or anything? You're a human being. You have the gift of speaking. Why wouldn't you want to have a conversation?
Yeah, but that
I never said you were an introvert and you don't talk to people. You socialize with everybody.
Yeah.
So if anything, you being a socialite, you should be good at talking and you should like talking. So this doesn't come as a surprise.
But that's my favorite.
And you don't get a gold star for that.
But I would rather do that than get wasted or do cocaine or do acid.
So you're telling me that you would rather sit somewhere and just have a really good conversation instead of going out.
Absolutely.
That's bullshit.
Bullshit.
No, 100% truth.
Bullshit.
I'm not even fucking with you.
Bullshit.
See, you don't even know me.
No, I do know you. I know you better than you think I know you.
Then why don't you believe that? That's God's honest truth.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Because you know why? You would get fucking bored of that after a while. If you did that every single fucking night for weeks, you'd be like, you know what? I need to go fight.
Listen, if I got shit-faced every single night for weeks, I would get bored of that too.
And you do that.
You got to switch it up every now and again, but my favorite thing to do is that.
Right, but you'll not always choose that over going out and having a party.
I like to party. I like to do all that too, but I like a balance. But if it was like the week was balanced and it gets to Friday and it's like, what do you want to do? I would be like, let's go fucking sit in the goddamn woods by a fire and have a chick conversation. Absolutely, I would do that. I fucking love that shit.
Okay.
There you go.
But I still don't believe that you would pick that every time.
With the balance shit, if every week we did that.
You're using favorite. And if you're choosing something else over your favorite, it doesn't become your favorite.
Listen, if you do something every day, it's not favorite anymore. You know what I mean?
No. I think I still am. Eating is highly favorite for me.
I love to read books. I can't fucking read a book every day. I'll get bored of it.
Okay, but. Well, yeah, that just sounds awful.
Yeah, well, same thing with drinking. Same thing with everything. Everything gets boring after a while.
Then you're not getting another one. Ungrateful cunt. No, I'm just kidding. No, my point is that, Chris, you said bullshit. You called bullshit, too.
You both did, and you don't know me.
Your reasoning?
I think she is mistaking going out, getting hammered with Biffle on the beach and having a conversation with Biffle on the beach while they're hammered. She's saying, oh, I love having... Of course you do.
No alcohol needs to be involved.
It doesn't need to be, but it's more fun that way, and that's why you favor. You're talking... When you say, I like having a conversation, that's my favorite thing, a good conversation. You're not talking about sitting at a house with no alcohol involved, just talking. You're talking about going somewhere with somebody with alcohol and having that conversation.
Alcohol does not have to be involved.
And I guarantee that most of the good conversations you've had have had some alcohol involved.
Listen,
whether it would be you or the person you're having a conversation with.
Most of the time, the best conversation, the person that I like to talk to the most is Biffle. And I like talking to her when I'm sober more because I am more open and more... I can absorb more of the shit that she says. When we go on our hikes, like we don't drink at all.
And it's a hike. You're not supposed to drink on a hike.
Well, that's what I mean. But we chat during it and we have the best fucking conversations. And I would pick that over anything every day.
But you're picking hiking then. It's not just the conversation's obviously a part of
the conversation, right? And that's really the.
You're not going to go hiking and not talk to each other,
right? But I'm saying you could. But the way you made it sound
is just you and Biffle sitting on the floor talking is your favorite thing to do, and that's bullshit.
Do that too.
But that's bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
It is bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
It absolutely is.
Bullshit.
You're not listening to me.
We're listening to you.
You just don't believe me.
Well, what's there to believe? You've never proven us wrong about anything.
You don't know.
I just said you've never proven us wrong about anything, which means something has happened to make us more accurate than you are.
Right. I have a low attention span, obviously.
Yeah, I get
okay.
it.
Okay. And
that's why you need medication. Oh, sorry. I think the vent's open.
But I usually know how to get myself out of it. You know what I mean? I just have to, like, be active, have a conversation, talk to somebody. I'll tell somebody to start telling me a story or something, and it'll snap me out of it.
Right.
You know? But, like, I'm not like gonna be like partying,
don't
like,
get defensive,
nutties.
Okay? Because that's
I feel like you guys think I'm like crazy.
You just said last week when you came back from a 2-week hiatus, I said, "What's new?" In the beginning of the show, I've been drinking more, and you were all fucking smiles about it. Now you sound like you're defending. You're acting like you're being attacked. We're just pointing out your habits that have already happened and are happening. So
Okay.
You can't sit there and say, well, you don't know me and you're wrong.
Yeah,
when
you're
we're
only
not
taking bits and pieces out of it.
But what do you, what be, you're the one who's taking bits and pieces out
no.
of it. No. Yeah, because there's no way you could sit there and have a long fucking conversation every night of the fucking week over going out to the bar or going to a dance place or
yeah.
going to a house party or going to the beach or going to Atlantic City or whatever.
But like I said, it's a balance. If I went out every night, I would get bored of that too.
Right, and you take 2 or 3 days off, and you're right back in the shit. Because you know why? That's probably one of your more favorite things to do.
I like to socialize. That's my favorite thing to do is socialize.
Well, if you like to socialize, then start a book party.
I would
start
do
a book
that.
Club. Then start a book club, and give up this other bullshit.
What and bullshit? Let
the other shit that you supposedly aren't fucking favoriting anymore.
I don't know what that means.
Your party lifestyle. Give all that up. Start a book club. Let's see how long you last. So we can sit here and both say, in 3 weeks, we told you so. Again.
All right.
You know?
Right. Touche.
And I'm not saying don't add alcohol to the book. Yeah, sure. Add whatever you want. And if anything, if you need a ride, you can call a car bed. And you can pick you
Okay,
I had to
all
sneak
right.
that in there.
Vroom, vroom, bitch.
All right. I see what you did there. I see what
it was
you did
a
there.
Joke. It was fun.
No, before that. I see what you did there. So, yeah,
what?
I guess you're right.
I mean,
what did I do?
The key to anything is moderation. You're going to get tired
wait,
of doing
wait,
anything
wait.
If
Hold
you keep
second.
Doing it.
Let's concentrate on this I'm right thing. What do you mean? Elaborate.
When you just said that, I like pictured doing it like and replacing.
And what happens in that memory?
I was like, oh, I'm not ready
I'm bored.
For that.
But why is it replacing anything? That's just stupid.
Said,
you could do different things.
I said.
She
I
just
said.
Makes it so, oh, I would rather have a conversation. That's horseshit. You have conversations in everything
yeah,
you do.
Exactly.
That's
unless,
retarded to say, oh, it's my favorite thing to do.
I mean, unless no, when you're on a shitter, you don't have people in there with you. So
not
that's
usually.
Like you, right. So that's really your alone time for the day.
No, I have a
shower
lot
shower and shitter.
Time.
You know. But for the most part, you conversate most of the day.
Yeah, I
mean, we have discussions here for 2 hours, 2+ hours every Thursday.
We do.
I'm sure you get bored of this, hence why you take off sometimes.
Sometimes.
You need a break.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, man, you're not telling me nothing I don't know.
Like, it's like your whole thing's horseshit. When me and my friends go out, we all meet at my house mm-hmm. and we do a shitload of drinking and then we go to the bar.
Okay.
A lot of times my favorite part of the night is when the four of us are hanging out at my house drinking. Mm-hmm. That's like me saying, oh, my favorite thing to do is conversate with my friends because that's stupid.
It's not stupid.
It is stupid.
It's
fucking stupid.
No, listen. Listen, I'm kind of in the middle because I think you took it to a different level. Because she didn't say having conversation with my friends. She just said in general,
yeah, like
I love having deep conversations. Which, again, I'm in the middle of what you both said. I am sort of understand where Chris is coming from. And I kind of agree with some of what he's saying. And I sort of understand where you're coming from. And I agree with what you're saying. But what Chris is trying to say, like what he's actually meaning, he's actually more in the right than you are.
Why?
Because the plain simple fact is that you conversate all the time. You have a deep conversation. You've had deep conversations when you were at a bar.
Right. I have them at work. I have them all the time.
Okay. So you're not really using that as a hobby. It happens within other hobbies or things to do. So you're making it sound like it's an activity.
When you say it's really not.
It's part of other activities.
Okay.
To me, when you say my favorite thing to do is have a deep conversation, what I'm thinking is you and Biffle sitting on the couch just talking.
Okay.
And that's your favorite thing to do.
That has happened sometimes.
Okay. Right. I'm sure it's happened sometimes.
Okay.
And I'm sure it'll still happen.
Right. Sometimes. But I don't – that's not your favorite thing to do.
Okay.
I'm sure your favorite thing to do involves conversating with Biffle.
Scissoring
while you're doing other things, whether it's hiking, whether it's drinking, whether it's seeing a band, whatever it is.
Scissoring
okay,
with potato
no,
penis.
I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. All right. You guys are both right. You're right. I like to socialize then. I guess that is the better thing to say.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I like to socialize.
And most of your socializing happens where?
Out. Yeah.
So, technically, that's what you really like to do.
Yeah.
Well, going out's more fun than staying in.
Which is I don't agree. I don't agree, because I told you a couple weeks ago.
Well, even if you're single, a different situation than us.
No, no, but I said if I was single again, I still wouldn't be going out like you guys do. I couldn't do
you say, like we do. How often do we go out?
I don't know. Do you guys go out like every
No, we go out like every other weekend.
That's what you said, that every other weekend?
Yeah, every other weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
About that.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't, I don't think I could do it.
We really don't go out often.
No, I don't think you go out like three nights every weekend. Oh, I don't, I never thought that.
No, like I know your brother's always up for a happy hour during the week, and to me, I'm just like, I really don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I do. Like, I guess once the time of happy hour has passed, I'm like, God, man, I should have called Jared. We should have went and got a beers or whatever.
Plus, it all depends on your work schedule, too.
I don't really like happy hours.
Yeah.
It's
I'm not socializing.
I don't know. It's like always yuppies.
I'm not like a late night guy anymore. Like, I don't want to fucking sit there and stay out till 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
During the week?
No, on weekends. I'm talking about weekend. Forget the week.
Fuck yeah.
Weeks, I can't do it.
Up all night.
But yeah, I can't do that anymore. It's not in me anymore. Right? Whether I'm single or not, it doesn't matter.
I can't do it during the week, so I feel you. During the week,
that's a given because I got to get up really fucking early. I'm halfway done work when you're just getting up to go to work. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like the week is not an option here. I'm talking about Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays.
But you're probably exhausted from the week.
Exactly. Exactly. And I still have to work all day Saturday. So regardless, but I still mentally am not in that place anymore. I have completely left that fucking hotel, if you want to call it that. The idea of going to the same or revolving around the same places, whether it be every other weekend or whatever, that does not sound fun to me at all. Like, I don't know how you can go to the same bar, even if it's every other weekend.
I don't.
No, I'm just saying. Okay. If you do that, I don't know how you do it.
No, I don't.
You know, like, I don't know how many bars you have in your fucking satchel of places to go.
A lot.
Okay. But, like, at some point, that becomes boring to me. It's like, I can only go to this place so many more times.
Absolutely.
I can only go to this place so many more times.
By the end of the summer, it will. And then
I was at a point where I was okay with going to any one of those places all the time. I was okay with that. And even before that, I was okay with going to the same fucking spot every single weekend, Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
We're there all the fucking time. We own that fucking place.
Yeah.
And I loved it, but I was in a different mindset then.
Well, sure. It was 15 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's different.
We were all very young at that point.
Yeah. I was like 40.
I mean, like, honestly, for me now, my main concern when I go out is getting home safe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I know I have to drive, I rarely drink. Luckily, I haven't driven when we went out in a long time. But that's why we go to the same local bars a lot, because nobody really wants to drive.
Right. No,
you know,
I hear
that's
you.
Really, you know, 10 years ago, I would have drove to fucking Delaware and got hammered and drove home. Now it's just kind of like, ugh.
Right.
I don't want to drive more than 5 miles away from my house. You know, shit happens when you get old.
Well, that's the thing. It's just like...
But to me, going out beats staying home.
No, not for me. Not for me. It depends where.
It doesn't for me.
No, it does for me. Yeah.
I need to be out.
There's times where I absolutely love staying home.
Do you know, like,
to me, it becomes a party. Because I'll cook a dinner that I really want to have. And I'll watch something I really want to watch. And then I lay down and rest and go to sleep at a decent time. And I fucking love it. I enjoy it. Glass of wine or a beer.
No, I like to be like, I'll go outside and walk around. Like my neighborhood or something. Like I can't be.
Doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah,
I
me
can't
neither.
Be in. No, I like.
Legit. I have no problem with it.
Last night, walked around a neighborhood because I just didn't want to sit in.
Yeah, see, if I really want to get out of the house, I'll just go for a drive. That's something I used to love to do, go for long drives. But now that I drive all the time, I don't want to.
I love walking. I'll walk everywhere.
Yeah, I don't like walking.
I love walking. Walking is one of my favorite fucking things to do.
Here we go. You have to walk to do just about anything.
I love it, though. Like, I make it a priority to get my 10,000 steps in every day.
Just got done in the bathroom, which means I get to walk to the kitchen.
No.
Walking.
I will pace around a house.
See, you have problems.
I have energy that needs to get it.
You have you. That's why you need medication, because it would help you, wouldn't hurt you.
Why? When I can walk around in a circle.
Yeah, but think about. Let's say that there was a little pinhole camera in the ceiling, recording you. People would think you're batshit crazy because you're pacing. You're pacing around the house. You would think someone was batshit crazy if you saw them just pacing around the house. You'd be like, "What's going on here? Are they following something? Is that a rat?" Like, you know damn well, if you saw someone else do it, you would be like, there's something not right with
this picture. No, I would probably, like, make the correlation between that and my own life and be like, oh, they must be getting stepped in.
They must be what?
Getting steps in.
I think he's like, getting stepped in. And I'm like, stepped into what? What the fuck are you talking about?
But, yeah, like, that's what I just need to be moving. I need to be moving. All times.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. But I mean, pacing around the house because you're...
That's strange.
I'm telling you, that's why she needs that, whatever, Ritalin or something, or whatever she needs. I don't
know. Adderall?
I don't know what the fuck they give people like you.
I think Ritalin they give to children.
Or whatever.
All right.
Whatever they give.
Adderall they give to
whatever adults. People like you have, whatever they take, that's what you need.
I think I'm fine.
Yeah, but you're not a doctor.
I've been to the doctors.
Stop. I don't want to hear about your quacks that you go see.
No, in the past.
I think if someone really did a legit fucking
they
study.
They did, and they prescribed me drugs, and I was on drugs, and I was a zombie. I was not like how I am.
You were, right, and because you think, you're so used to the way you are, you think that's the right
way
to
like
be.
I was like a watered-down version of myself. I didn't feel like me.
That doesn't make sense. Because you weren't spastic and fucking running around like a gerbil.
Do I fucking do that shit here?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not spastic. I'm not running around.
Not here. You do that when you go home. You get back on your hamster wheel and you start flying around. Mm. But seriously, I think that if you had some sort of mind.
I was on drugs, like prescribed, and I was a zombie. Right. I was like boring.
How? To who? Who said you
to
were
myself.
Boring?
To myself. Like, everything was like...
What happened when you were around other people? Did they say, God, miss, we're not hanging out with you
anymore. I didn't really talk. I was, like, introverted.
Then they need to just tweak it. That's all. There's a way to tweak the medication and then where you're not like that. Because normally people that have those types of, like, you know, jitters or, like, over-anxious or, like, you know, ADD or ADHD or whatever... When they tweak the medication right and they get it right, those people are still, they're constantly happy. They don't get mood swings. They talk. They're not introverted. They actually help you with that. I'm not telling you to take shit. Right. I'm just saying, listen, I told you, 10 years, I'll be laughing my nuts off.
Why? Because you think I'm going to be dead?
No. In 10 years, I'll be laughing my nuts off because you're going to be doing the same exact shit, except you'll be dyeing your hair because you don't want the greatest show.
I think I would look good with gray hair.
Oh, you're going to let that go too? Awesome. I can't wait to see that.
I think it would look sexy.
Do all it. Right, do whatever. It. No, no, no. Do it.
Fuck you. I feel like you're being mean.
I'm not. I'm not, but you're not going to want to look old. You're too vain to want to look old.
Oh, vain.
You are.
I understand that I'm vain, but
you fucking sat there and said, I'm never getting old. Everyone else is going to go older than me, and I'm staring just the same. You're the one who says stupid shit like that, not me.
That was a joke that I fucked up royally. But, like, no, I'm joking a lot. I'm fine. I'm going to be good. I'm gravy, baby.
Okay.
Hopefully you were joking about the gray hair being sexy.
I really think, I mean, if it comes in as
name one. Way, name one girl with gray hair that's sexy.
Well, she's going to have to up her age bracket on the boys she's going to be dating. Because not many young men want to date gray-haired women.
Right. I mean, even when a girl's like...
Fuck, I ain't doing anything for anybody else.
Even when a girl's in her 50s, she can still look good. Pants. But if she has a full head of gray hair, she's disgusting no matter what age she is.
That's fucking the pot calling the kettle black.
Guys, it's more acceptable for guys to have gray hair.
Well, then this is why we have to change society.
Society's already changed.
No. It's not okay. Whatever's okay for a man is okay for me.
Okay. Keep telling yourself that.
I will. I'll be the fucking...
You trim your
ball hair?
I will
be the change I want to see in the world.
Good. Good. Dye your hair gray and go to the bar with Biffle next week.
I did that when I was in high school.
Yeah.
I dyed my hair black and put gray streaks in it.
High school's different.
That's different. That's more of like a fucking
rebellious
thing. Yeah, that's not. We're talking about old age gray hair, not dyed
that's
gray
fine.
Hair.
If I have like Pauly Walnuts gray hair, I'm gonna dye that shit. But if I got like this like Cruella De Vil thing going on,
oh my
keeping
God.
That shit.
Everything's a movie or a show to her. So lost. You're so lost.
Good. Rock the gray hair. People think Biffle's your fucking daughter, not your friend.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
Look at the old hag at the bar.
Biffle, don't walk too far away from me.
Put her in a little leash.
Stranger danger. Yeah, man. It's going to be fun. And all her friends are going to be like, gone. They're going to be too busy raising their fucking dopey kids.
I'll have a dopey kid by then, probably.
No, you won't. Yeah, keep waiting. Yeah, that's good. Have an actual retarded baby. What the fuck's wrong with you? That's it. Just have fun until it's time yeah. where the window's like that big for you to have a total mongoloid child. And then get knocked up. And then your fucking, your vagina will be distended from that big head you have to pass through it. And if not, your C-section is going to start right between your tits. Because I got to pull this Pez dispenser out of your body.
Jesus Christ, Bob.
Yeah. You like my bobblehead, baby? Just sitting there like, ah, 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 ah. The whole fucking time. Yeah, keep waiting. Because time doesn't fly. It slows down for some people.
Everything's going to be all right.
Yeah. Everything's going to be all right.
Well, thanks for tearing my life apart, as usual.
Yeah, you know. It's what I do. It's how we
you
do.
Enjoy it. You ask for it.
Nah, she really doesn't.
It's fucking entertaining. And sad.
I'm going to go with the latter. Your life is a horrible Lifetime movie. It's a Hallmark movie.
That's horrible.
It is. Hey, man. I'm just waiting for that day where something extraordinary happens, where it changes everything in an instant. Because I'll tell you what. Listen to this. Here's my biggest fear. My biggest fear is you still like go out with some of these dopey young kids that you're into, and you accidentally get knocked up. Let's just say it happens. Okay. Let's just say it happens.
Let's just say it happens.
Okay. That will rock you.
Okay.
You will not be prepared. No one's really, really prepared for that when it happens, right. If it's an accidental thing. But the way you live your life, the way you think about shit, the way you perceive things, I don't know, man. You're going to be – whatever you do, you need to seriously ask for help. Ask okay. for help. Go to people that you really care about.
Right
like
now?
Family.
Or if this,
what did I? What
this
am I
tragedy
saying, Chris?
Happens.
She's not paying attention
no,
to you.
No, she's not.
She's listen, picking one word.
If she had
out
medication, though, she would have heard everything I said and
listen,
actually absorbed
listen.
It.
You don't give me enough credit, and you should.
Proof is in the pudding.
If I got knocked
did you say
up,
pudding?
Listen. If I got they're knocked
pudding
up,
that's
from,
beer.
If I got knocked up, I know exactly what I would do, and I would be fine.
It rhymes with smushing.
Now,
is that
at this point in the game, if I got pregnant, I can't have an abortion.
You should get a schmushmorsman at the schmushmorsman clinic.
Oh, no. So what would you do?
I would have a baby.
Oh, it's that simple. See, that's what I mean. She doesn't understand the parameters of things.
No, I would be scared. It would be terrifying.
Yeah. That's textbook
yeah,
answer.
But
you
know
can't
what?
Have a baby.
I would start reading the Bible because obviously
whoa,
God exists.
Whoa, see? See, yeah. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Your mind is fucked. You are so fucked. It's
I'm
not even
not fucked.
You have
I'm
no idea
fine.
What you're saying. You have no idea what you're saying. And just this conversation. It's, wait. Just this conversation.
All.
And you went batshit crazy before we even hit the 30-second mark. Because you don't know how to handle
listen,
it.
Listen, do you know why? Because I don't like hypotheticals.
I can't find the drawstring on this batshit.
Because hypotheticals, you never know what you're going to fucking do in a situation until you're put into it. Period. End of story. You don't.
Right. But that doesn't mean that people don't try to prepare for hypotheticals.
If that,
even if it's mentally.
Yeah, I mean, if that happens.
You're 35?
Yeah.
Okay. You're 35 years old. If you never hypothetically thought, what if I ever got pregnant one day? What would I do?
No, absolutely not. I take the 35. I take the precautions to not have a child.
But that doesn't mean that that won't happen. So you should just. What I'm saying is at least once in your life, you should have thought it out. What would I do? What was my backup plan? People should have a backup plan. At least have a direction to where they think they'd want to go. Not necessarily have every little thing planned out on paper like a to-do list.
Right.
But just have an idea. Like, what would I do? Where would I go? You know, what would be the smartest thing to do? Like that kind of thing. Okay. You're just like, if it happens, I'll have a baby and read the Bible. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's
you
the most idiotic thing I've
ever heard.
You're a
motherfucker. You're a crazy motherfucker.
Why the Bible?
I know. Because God exists. Because I was able to have a baby.
Yeah, like that. Listen, and again, that's just me being stupid. But I don't know what
that's
I would
the smartest thing you've said all day.
No, because I don't. I never thought about that. I've never thought about.
And you say, oh, yeah, I'll probably have a kid in 10 years or whatever. Like you say it like so blah, blah, blasé or whatever. Like you – in order to want to have a kid or have a kid, you got to prepare yourself on some level, whether it's mentally or something.
I think mentally I would be fine. The problem that I have with it mostly is financially.
You can't bring a baby to the bar. You know that, right?
Listen.
The bouncer's like watching the baby.
And you know what? My passion for socialization would change into my passion for my child. That's just period. That's
okay. See, that's like that line that Chris Rock said. I take care of my kids. You're supposed to.
Yeah, but that's
you're supposed
I mean.
To have passion
but
for your
I
child.
But I would be like that person that like everybody needs to defriend on Facebook because I'm posting about my child every 5 seconds. You know what I mean? Like I would just be all about that.
You
would
have
be,
no idea the parameters of what you're talking about because you're mentioning Facebook like it matters.
It was a realistic example of like something that's in our pop culture. That's the only reason I brought
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, I get that. But Facebook should be the furthest thing from your mind when we're talking about possibly having a child.
Listen, I would raise the fuck
she's
out
talking
of
about
kid.
Changing statuses and shit.
It was an example, asshole. All right.
What were you going to say, Chris?
Well, I mean, first of all, the Facebook thing, I mean, that's life nowadays. That is what life is nowadays.
No, I don't buy that.
Do you ever go on Facebook? There's millions of fucking pictures of kids and updates that people update status.
But you know what though? There's a lot of people that I have that I am friends with on Facebook that I actually know, not fake friends, that have children that don't post anything about their kids.
And they're rare. It's more towards the other end. Especially in our age bracket.
No, not mine.
But getting back to what she said, I think part of the reason why, and maybe I'm wrong here, I think part of the reason why she's never thought about or prepared for having a kid is because she's been so anti-kid for so long that she probably just assumed she would abort it if she ever
right,
got knocked
but then
up.
Why would you say the comment, oh, I'll probably have a kid in 10 years, what, well, just to belong?
I think she evolved in that at this point in our life, she thinks maybe I do want to have a kid.
Okay. And
which
if just,
I talked to you about.
And if that is a truth,
okay,
then at some point you should have thought what I told you to think. Not what I told you, but what everyone would think at some point. What would I do if that happened? You're just like, you know, you go all over the place. Like,
it's not going to happen.
My passion would change. I would be more passionate about my kid and I would read the Bible.
Listen.
Because
Jesus taught you how to raise kids in there.
This is how I live my life. I would cross that bridge once I came to it. Period. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have an abortion. I would have a fucking kid. Period. I'm 35 years old. I'm not a stupid kid. The fuck? I would have to think about it and just live and be do the best that I can. I'd probably raise it by myself.
Okay, I agree, but it's not a test.
Yeah, but that's why I prepare myself to not have fucking kid.
Having a baby isn't like doing a
test. It's not like I'm irresponsible. It's not like I'm going around having unprotected sex left and right. I don't do that.
Okay.
So I'm being responsible to make sure I don't have a child.
But Missy, that's not always in your control. Do you realize that? People get pregnant when they use protection of all sorts It doesn't.
I never.
It happens. Listen, that's fine because maybe because you like to use your mouth more, but that doesn't mean that the one
can't
time,
get pregnant when you get shot in your face.
Still, it happens, man. There are people that use condoms and have birth control and still get fucking pregnant. It's
and
been,
they're doing it wrong.
It's no, they're not doing it wrong. It's because the pill isn't 100% effective and a condom isn't 100% effective. And if they're both not 100%, it does what? It leaves a percentage of a possibility of something going wrong.
Absolutely.
So why are you debating me on it? It's fact.
I understand that it's fact.
So it happens.
I understand.
And it's
that
happened. So what's where's the debate?
Okay. I
just accept it. Don't
I'm
argue
not
at all.
Accepting it.
Just don't argue all of it. You have to accept it because you just agreed with me.
I know that it happens.
Well, that's it.
But I think that people are irresponsible. I don't think that they use things correctly.
No.
I think
how do you
they,
what they did they stick the pill in their ear? They didn't fucking swallow
no,
it.
No, you have to take the pill every day at the
okay.
same time.
Okay.
It's a fucking known
but
thing.
It's still not 100% effective if you follow the rules
no,
to
but
the
it's
T.
Like 98%.
That leaves how much?
Two.
And
but
that
if
is,
you use a condom, that's 99%. You add them together.
Well, that doesn't work that way, Chris. I'm sorry.
It's like 12%.
That's
of
fuzzy math. That doesn't work that way. If there is a, if it's not 100% foolproof, that means it leaves some sort of open percentage for something else to happen.
Right.
So if that's the case, then it happens and it could happen. And don't be the one that says, it won't happen to me because it'll be you. Just saying. Do you know that your fucking, the chemicals in your body could one day just make the pill not work the way it's supposed to just for that one fucking day?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you're like, what the fuck? It's 98% effective and it didn't work. I'm fucking pregnant. Listen, that's what I'm saying. That shit happens.
Fine. I'm fine.
Yeah, I know you're fine now. No one got you pregnant yet.
Yeah, but I would have 9 months to plan my life and
no,
figure it out.
Don't. You don't start.
Pregnant.
You don't start when the bait. God, see, that's immature thinking.
Do you fucking plan
you don't
what
start,
you and your girl we're going to do?
You don't. I don't have to worry about it.
You don't plan?
We talked about it. We've had discussions about it in case something like that would ever happen.
What about,
that's what normal people do.
Okay. How about when you were single? Did you think like that?
Once or twice. But when I was older, though. Not when I was like in my 20s. Like once I got past 30, I thought about it and I'm like, what would I do? You know what I mean? Like, that's just an idea. It's just a thought. It just popped in your head and you just start to roll with it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know deep down inside at some point in my life, I probably would want to have a child.
Right.
So if you think about something you might want to have in your life at some point in your life, wouldn't you think about it long before you might actually get it?
I mean, I guess normally that's the right thing to do, but
yeah. I know.
This is like a relatively new phenomenon for me. And,
yeah, it just started.
And it comes and goes, man. So it's like...
All I'm saying is you can't just dismiss everything like nothing is possible.
No,
as
and I don't think like that. I just think like do because the right thing, be precautious, and then do that. Just deal with that. Don't think, oh, if I have sex with this person and this condom doesn't work, oh... What if I have a baby with them? Maybe I shouldn't have sex with them?
No.
Like
you don't.
What the fuck?
I don't mean like you have to see. That's the thing. You take things too literal. I'm saying just the idea of what if. Doesn't matter who it is. What if you got pregnant? Then what? And you can't sit there and be like, well, I'll just wait till the baby pops out and then I'll worry about it. It doesn't work that way. You got to worry about it the moment you know you're fucking pregnant because you have to start preparing.
And
you have to start doing shit. You can't go out and do coke and drink.
And I wouldn't. I would fucking never do that.
You'd have to quit smoking too.
All right, Courtney Love.
I would
absolutely
quit smoking.
Yeah, it's not as easy as you think, just so you know.
If I had a living, breathing thing inside me growing, I wouldn't fucking put a goddamn
We're talking about Saturday night.
Penis. You don't understand. And this is one thing that I don't think that you guys know about me, and maybe I told you, but maybe not. That's one. The one main thing is that I always physically wanted to be pregnant. I've always thought about that.
You physically wanted to be pregnant,
absolutely.
But you just didn't want to have the.
I didn't want the responsibility after the fact.
I don't. no.
I don't even understand that.
Yeah, I don't either.
But that's something that I've always thought about my whole entire life is being pregnant and how that would feel to be pregnant and how amazing it would be to grow something inside of you.
Do I get anybody on my side about the medication thing yet?
I'm just different, goddamn.
They medicate everybody for everything.
But like, if I had a friend that like couldn't have a baby and they wanted me to like carry it for them, I would have been like, fuck yeah. I would have done it in a heartbeat. I never had a problem with physically being pregnant. It's when I start to think about the scary shit afterwards. And it's not
what
even
about
like,
the scary shit while you're pregnant?
I don't know. I just think about how amazing it would be.
Right. I get negative. No, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I don't think it's a horrible thing.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, what about the scary shit while you're pregnant?
I've never gone that far because obviously I've never been pregnant.
But you said you thought about it every day at some point about actually being pregnant, not really
having
a baby.
But I thought about all the positive. Like, I thought almost.
But you never thought about the.
No, I thought about it in like a wistfully way, like in a like fairy way, like very like magical and like beautiful.
Unrealistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand that there's bad things that come because like I would watch things.
Not just that.
And then you'd see the scary stuff.
What about the change you go through? The vomiting, the constant vomiting, the shitting, the constant pain, the horrible hunger cravings you have.
I'm growing a fucking human being inside of myself.
No, I know. I'm saying.
That's insane. Yeah, it doesn't get any more insane than that.
No, no. You're flying off topic.
That wouldn't matter. None of that would matter.
Okay.
It sounds like the thing that would matter the most, and this is the only thing that I've ever had a problem with. Is at the end when you get so uncomfortable that you can't sleep. I've always heard people say
it's not just the end.
So big that you're just waiting to pop. That seems like that might be really difficult. That's the only thing I ever thought physically that would be difficult.
See, I think I don't know about that because it seems like all women at the end of their pregnancy are pretty much ready and more relaxed than ever because they're just like, "Yep, I'm ready. Let's get this fucker out of it."
All my friends that were pregnant were never relaxed at the end.
Because they probably found out 7 months later they were pregnant. That's probably why. Because your friends are whores.
Oh, my God. You're dicks.
Did I say that?
Dicks.
What did I say? Why are you lumping me into that?
I don't know. Did you say anything? Now I'm, like, questioning everything.
He said it.
No, I mean, for the most part, I'm basically on your side in this conversation.
Yeah. Like the physical.
Of course,
because
you don't like root beer.
But then it's like scary as
I mean,
fuck.
to have the thought of what would I do if I got knocked up, I get that. But to actually think about it and plan it if you're not in a long term relationship, I don't really see the point in thinking
about it. That's not what I said. I didn't say anything about planning. I just said the thought, the ideas. She's just thinking of the unrealistic fucking thoughts
about
it.
Well, no, you kind of said, like, well, wouldn't you have a plan in case that happened?
Well, what would your mindset be?
I've never thought about that.
But that's my point. Like, but you're saying now, after all these times of basically being frightened by children, now you're professing that you may want to have a child.
Yeah, but that's only because I'm getting older. I told you guys this last year.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean...
Because
like
I remember I said that if it might be a regret that I have later on in life.
Well, I mean, that's hearsay, but...
No, but that's what we sat around a table and everybody said, Missy, if you died tomorrow, what would be your biggest regret?
And you said not having a child?
Yeah, that was the first thing that popped out of my mouth. And everybody's jaw dropped when I said that.
Yeah, because that's not what you... That's not what you
but
give
that
off.
That would be my biggest regret.
See, that's what I don't understand. Here's what I don't understand about you. Why are you so Jekyll and Hyde about shit?
Because it's just the way that I am.
I mean, you're just sometimes you're so fucking.
I'm like the wind. I say this all the time. My mind changes constantly. I have commitment issues. Why
does
that not
commitment issues have to do with your mind?
Yeah, it doesn't have anything
to
do with that.
Like, you like don't even understand English.
No. You
have English issues.
Why does my mind change with the fact with kids? Because I cannot make that commitment. I can't.
That's not what she said. She said her mind just changes all the time. Yeah. What's that got to do with commitment?
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, it's because I have commitment issues, and you guys are like, no, you don't even understand English.
So you're saying...
Why do you keep lumping me into that? I'm still on your side. I change daily.
So you're saying if you go... Let's say you go to like Atlantic City, and you go to a place, and you fucking hate it, right?
Yeah.
And you want to go somewhere else afterwards.
Right.
So you go. And what happens if you want to just go back to the place you originally went to?
Then go back to the place.
Or what's any of that have to do with commitment?
Nothing.
Exactly. You went started with a general statement of that you changed like the wind, and you turned it into a commitment issue because you pinpointed it on something that we aren't even talking about anymore.
You are comparing apples and oranges right now.
No,
I'm talking about a kid.
No, I'm talking about brains and assholes, and yours are in two different spots.
Well, I hope so.
No.
He's saying they're Swiss.
Yeah. Your asshole is in your head, and your brain is in your ass. Jesus Christ.
No, because I can't ever make that decision. And that would have to be a decision that would just happen to have to happen. Period. Have to happen. But I can never make that decision on my own.
What?
I can never make that decision on my own.
What decision?
To have a kid.
Why?
Because
it's always your decision.
I know, but I'm not there yet. I'm not mature enough yet.
Ah, something I said earlier tonight that you didn't agree with.
I know that.
You're such a fucking two-faced...
I'm not two-faced. You don't listen to me, and I don't know how to communicate properly.
You have communication issues.
I do have communication issues.
Let's start there instead of the commitment.
I have commitment issues.
Yeah, you have commitment issues in relationships, all right? We get it. You're fucked in relationships. You don't have to keep saying that to us. We understand.
Not just in relationships. I'll never buy a fucking house.
Excuse me.
Things like that.
You say that, but you don't fucking know that. And you show up here every Thursday night, so you're committed.
Yeah, but look how long it took for me to finally be able to do this.
What? Don't let commitment issues hold you back from buying a house. If you don't want it, just sell it.
I know, but...
What the fuck you think I'm doing?
No, it seems like way too much bullshit.
No, I've been here 2 years. I'm like, it's been long enough.
Yeah, it sucks to have an investment instead of flushing your money down the toilet.
Oh, whatever. I don't care. I'm a donut.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I would rent. No problems. I don't think it's a bad thing. But I'm saying in the long run, do I want to be 65 and renting? No. That's retarded. Because if I do have a child or if I have a spouse and something happens to me, they have an investment to sell for themselves to get themselves out of any kind of trouble.
I'm not there yet.
I'm just – see,
yeah.
I don't – just saying.
Listen, I was a late bloomer, all right?
You haven't bloomed yet.
Fuck you.
You haven't. You haven't bloomed yet. I'm telling you. That's why I said I can't wait in 10 years. Because it's all going to hit you like Pelly Lindbergh hitting that fucking wall. Really. It's all going to hit you at once. You're going to be like, what the fuck just happened?
Are you still going to be in my life? Will you give me advice?
I'm not giving you advice. You don't take my advice.
But
you never.
In 10 years when everything hits the fan and then finally
If we're still doing this shitty show, yeah. Yeah, I'll be more than happy.
What about in real life? We can't be friends?
Yeah, we could be friends. But talking to you is like talking to a wall.
God, I hope we're not doing this show in 10 years.
Seriously, it's like talking to a wall because you'll sit there and you'll act all interested like you give a shit what other people tell you. But then you turn around and do the exact fucking opposite. And it's almost like you do it in spite.
No.
Because after it's all said and done, you actually have the fucking... audacity to say, I probably should have listened to you. You were right.
Yeah, but
and
listen.
It's like, well, then why didn't you fucking go with it? You
would have been. Experience is the greatest teacher.
But experience isn't helping you because you make the same fucking dumb mistakes all the time. You do. You do. We predicted everything. We're not even Nostradamus. We're not getting paid for this. We predicted everything that was going to happen to you since the day we met you, and we haven't been wrong yet.
You have been wrong.
No,
a little
we
bit.
Haven't.
I don't believe that. You
really?
Haven't been wrong at all.
Believe me, if we were wrong about anything, you would have called us out on it. You would have been like, motherfucker, I got you. Because you would remember some shit like that.
I guess.
Yeah. 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 I'm telling you, we've got you pegged. And we always tell you, too, prove us wrong. Or I'll tell you, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Prove all me right. wrong. And you're like, I will. I'm gonna. And then next thing you know, 6 months later, Not a word. Mum's a word. Not a word. Because she's still cowering over the fact that she did exactly what I said she was going to do. And she's just trying to fly under the fucking radar like I didn't notice. I just back off because I know you're hurting. And I'm like, I ain't going to dig into her. But I told her so.
Shut up. I'm fine.
Yeah, because I remember when we talked off the air. A while back, mm-hmm. about certain things, and we were texting about shit, and I was telling you certain things, and I was saying, well, probably best interest for you to do this, that way you're ahead of the game. You know, yeah. None of it. And then you went through more pain.
That's not true. More suffering. I listened to a lot of your advice.
No, you didn't. No,
you listened to all of it. You didn't take any of it.
Right.
I did. I took some of it.
No.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't, because I told you after that, no more. And you just couldn't let it go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And then it's like, all right, fine. She didn't listen to me. That's fine. I knew she wasn't going to anyway. But then when you get really fucked up after the fact, when you're pretty much done, and then, you know, shit starts hitting the fan for you again in the same way, you turn into like the boy who cried wolf. It's like you get to the point where everyone's kind of like, nobody really wants to hear your shit anymore. It's the same stuff. It's just like, what's the point? You're just wasting my time now. Because if I try to care and tell you something that will help you and you don't take it, and I know you're not going to take it, then why even bother saying it? Because your thing is, well, experience is the best learning tool or whatever the fuck you
experience is the greatest teacher.
All right, fine. So obviously that's the route you want to take no matter what. I think you just want to hear what other people have to say just for – because you have that option. I don't think you really care. You know what I mean? You kind of want to gauge what other people are thinking. Be like, am I in the same realm with these people? Or
no, I mean, I care, but it's
more of a measuring tool. It's like where you're at.
Not. It is.
Listen, man, you're not hard to read. You're like a big paint-by-numbers book. It's so fucking easy.
Fuck yeah.
There's really no literature to this one.
Listen, it's not... I know where you're going with all this, but...
One thing I'll say for Missy is when it comes to relationship stuff, it's much easier to give advice than it is to take it.
For Missy?
Yeah.
For her to give advice instead of taking
it? Not her specifically. It's much easier for somebody to give advice than it is for somebody to take it. It's easy for you to not be in her situation and give her advice.
But that's the shitty part. And we've talked
and
about
this. And you've given her good advice every
time.
I've
been in her situation
I know
before.
You have. But she is the one, if you're talking about the relationship thing, she's the one who needed closure on that. That's why she kept going back and back and back and back. And finally, the last time it was like, fuck this, I'm done. And she's better off for it.
And it worked.
Because now she doesn't, hopefully now she doesn't have to think about what if, what would have happened.
Hey, you don't think anything bad, do you?
What do you mean?
You don't think... That it's gonna that's gonna repeat, do you?
What? Oh, that situation?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think so, but I wouldn't be surprised if it did.
Fuck.
Hey, man. I'm not saying it's going to, but here's
no,
the
thing.
I'm
disappointing,
not
disappointing, but I mean, again, it's the boy who cried wolf crap, so I get it.
But that's what I mean. You're addicted to that.
Nah, man, I was. It's
no.
Changed.
No.
No, it's changed,
no.
Man. Trust
not,
me.
Not that person, that feeling.
Yes.
You're addicted to
I agree with that. I'm working on it.
I'm not talking about that.
I know what you mean. But that feeling, you're right, because that's something that I...
And that's why you'll sabotage any relationship you'll ever be in.
And I know that, too.
Yeah. And that's where I believe you have commitment issues.
Yes. You're 100% right.
Well, you're the one who keeps saying it. I'm just saying, now, when we talk about commitment issues, this is the thing we're talking about right here. That's where I think you can say, I have commitment issues. Yes. For this specific part of your life, yes, you do. You definitely have some sort of like sabotage thing going on, like a fetish.
Fetish?
Yeah, like you really get off on it. Like seriously. Like.
No, I don't.
You claim boredom when it's just not fucked up.
No, I get what you're saying, and that like in the past that is definitely held to be true. But I have a different feeling.
But you haven't gotten,
now.
You haven't.
I haven't gotten bored.
No, you have. But you haven't been in a similar situation since then, and that actually didn't end that long ago.
I don't ever want to be in that
situation. I got you.
Okay.
I got you, and that's why I said I'm saying the drama part, the whole sabotage thing.
Right.
I think once things get too good, or once things gets quiet or settles down from all the, the honeymoon phase, that's when you start sabotaging shit.
We'll see. I feel like I'm better now. But again,
but you actually have to find somebody you really, I guess compatible with. Someone really compatible with.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, it can't be a pinball all your life. Yeah, bouncing. That sucks. Bing, bang, 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 tilt, bang, bang.
Tilt.
Yeah,
Bing, bang, tilt.
Yeah, man.
Fucking A.
And you know what? This has nothing to do with dating accountants. You date whoever the fuck you want.
True.
You know, it doesn't matter.
Accountants.
Hey, I got...
Except cops.
What?
I don't know. I was dating that cop.
Oh.
You guys didn't seem like okay with that.
Nah, you can date whoever you want. If you want to date a skee ball operator, that's cool. I got problems with that.
love it. Little dicks. Jerk.
Here's your tokens.
Fuck yeah. All right. It's 10:45.
All right. Let's get
Thank you for listening to the Jersey Jerk Show. We will be back again next Thursday. Don't forget to go to riotcast.com/Jersey Jerks and donate some money. Smooches.
I knew all along. I lost myself. We all fall down. Never the wiser of what I've become. Alone I stand. A broken man.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.